fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick! This might be your last
day. All right, everybody, what's up? What's going on? Good evening. Madhouse Radio's back, 3-year anniversary show. A lot of loudness in the air. Look, man, tell those people to keep it down, please, if you could. If you don't mind, get some crowd control up in this bitch. Appreciate it. Madhouse Radio, 3-year anniversary show. We've made it 3 freaking years. Tres años, everybody. Thank you, everybody who's listening tonight, making it happen. I consider this by far the best year that we've ever had on Madhouse Radio has been this 3rd year, man. No doubt about it. Most definitely, everybody. Probably the last season, you know. You never know. Still thinking about it. Might be the last season right here. Last year of the show. Enjoy it while you can. Lose it or use it. Lose it or use it. Oh, I'm out of it tonight. The greatest show in the history of internet radio and prank calls is on the air as always. Ready to have fun. There will never be another show like this when we do indeed go off the air. I want to thank everybody listening to us tonight on the Madhouse Radio Network, 98.6 The Mouth.
98.6 The Mouth.
All right, and everybody over at syndicateradio.tv. Nice celebration show we're going to have here tonight. Not a lot of new prank calls tonight, just to let you guys know ahead of time. We're not planning on having a lot, you know, large number of calls. Live calls, it is, but we do have a lot of different categories that go through awards, as we always do here every year on the show. We always go through different awards for the last year. We do a retrospect, and we're actually going to be counting down the number 10 top 10 prank calls of the year. So look forward to that, everybody. You're going to have fun tonight, regardless. We'll do some prank calls. We'll do some new ones. But mostly a retrospective show here, mostly for the podcast. And we are going to be giving out. We're going to be giving out one free Madhouse CD here. Pretty early in the show, actually. Going to be autographing it here. The last one that's come out of production since the production line dropped off. So this is actually going to... Hopefully we can start making some new ones. But that's...
You know, I never got mine.
I know, yeah. I'm sorry. Kokanee paid for one and I haven't been able to send it to him. You know how much it costs to ship stuff to Canada? It's insane. I had no idea. I had to return that to him, send it to him somehow.
It's crazy. Oh. You got to do the fill out the little form and stick her in the back.
Yeah.
You got to email that sucker.
I got to email him the damn CD with an autograph. I'm going to have to scan or do something, man. Well, that's right. You're all in the Madhouse. Thank you all for listening here. We got a bunch of categories to go through. What are those categories? I didn't bring them. I didn't list them out like I usually do, but I know them off the top of my head. I forgot to start the recorder here, too. Whoops. That's not good. Let's fix that.
No.
There we go. Now we're recording the show.
You gotta do it all again.
Anyway, so introductions here real quick. On the round table, as usual, none other than the official co-host for 3 years running, Milkman. What's up, Milkman? How you doing, bro?
All right, man. Everybody's so...
Hey.
I tell you, brother, this has been one hell of 3 years. I can't believe it. 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We're starting in our 4th year, I guess, actually, so...
Fourth
good
year,
Lord,
man.
Have mercy.
Good Lord, have mercy, right. Baby Jesus, Buddha, Allah, all the lords and the gods of the earth.
287 there, my friend.
Yeah, man, thanks. And, of course, Tuck is here also from the great state of Tennessee. Tennessee.
Tennessee. Hey, Carlito. Hi, Jason. Yeah, I've been 30 years of dealing.
Yeah.
They...
Doing good, man. Thanks for being on also. Yeah. We got a lot of people who are listening tonight. Want to thank all of you. Lonesome Losers in the house. Gangrene. Kokanee, the official news director of the show. Clay is in the house. Douche is back. DTT. I mean, the list goes on and on. I want to just say, you know, I want a quick rundown. You know, really, let's talk about what's been going on this year. This is one of the bigger events, of course. Probably the most biggest one is the fact that, you know, we went independent. We broke our alliance, our fruitless alliance with KDK. Went independent, and I gotta say, it's been the best decision we ever made on this show. We've
severed your umbilical cord.
We've expanded our listenership. It allowed it allowed us to go on what I think is, I wouldn't have it any other way. I say this a lot, but being on Syndicate Radio, you know, I love the people there. Good people, good staff. Made a lot of friends there, and a lot of listeners. And thanks to them, we've hit several times this last season over 100, you know, live viewers and listeners at one time. That's a record here. So definitely, you know, we could not have done it. I don't think I would have kept doing the show had it not been for Syndicate Radio. So big thanks to Dino, Zolar, and everyone else over there.
Those are great numbers, yeah.
Oh, yeah, awesome stuff. And, you know, a lot of people have been listening to this show for a long time since the beginning. Tuck, you're one. Milkman, of course, DTT's been with us forever. A lot of longtime listeners like Saigon and the such are all out there. So thanks, all of you. You're all important. Of course, Lonesome Loser has been with us since the beginning. No, I mean, anyway, so as I said, we have a lot of different categories. We are going to do the top 10 pranks of the year. We have the top international prank call will be awarded tonight, as well as the best prank call of the year, of the season, of the third season. We're also going to have the best tag team prank call will be awarded. The best guest prank caller will be awarded. The best dramatic moment and the best episode of the season will also be played here tonight. Milkman, yes, you have a question, my friend. What is your question?
Oh, I just wanted to make note there.
¿Qué pasa?
International calling card available.
Awesome, good. See, yeah, we need to do some British UK wake-up calls, man. A tradition here that we started, not anybody else. That's not what they'll have you believe. We are the originators of the UK wake-up prank calls here, Madhouse Radio. And The Mouth, of course, as I said before, independent now. The Mouth opened up almost a year ago and been running strong ever since, 24/7. Now, like I said, been a great thing. Anyway, for those who want to win, non-Madhouse staff only, if you're a member of the show, you know, I would ask you please to refrain. And if you are going to be doing a if you are going to be participating in this contest, it's a really easy one. It's just a giveaway. But please do not, you know, come and say, oh, I don't want the prize, because then I'm going to have to come up with another contest. So don't do that. But the first person who reports to me, what is the first prank call that we ever did on this show? Milkman, stay quiet. First prank call that we ever did live on this show wins a copy of the Madhouse Radio CD. How's your fat ass doing right there? With original artwork by Tuck. I will autograph it here live on the air. Right there. The donkey machine is right there. So anybody out there who can name the first prank call we ever did live here on the air back in July 14th of 2005, we will go ahead and send you a free copy of the CD. It doesn't get any better than that. Be sure to download your free copy or purchase it as well.
I think I know what it is, but I can't tell.
I'm sure you do. MadhouseLive.com is the website. Please be sure to visit that during the day. Check out the podcast. Subscribe to it. Check out our newsletter. And you know, forums, all that other stuff there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so without further ado, let's go ahead and give out the first first award of the night. First award of the night here. Nunu has won. Nunu has won, you bastard, you UK bastard. Pasquale. That's right. Nunu wins. How much is it going to cost me to send a CD to the UK? Someone tell me.
Oh, crap.
Fuck me.
A lot.
Why didn't I do this stipulation? No Americans only. All right, fine. Thank you, Nunu.
Okay, yeah. Well, see, right now, you're big mouth.
I know.
It opened way too wide, and this is what happens.
Well, perhaps Nunu would be gracious enough to give it to someone else. You know what I mean? Lonesome. I'm going to send it to Lonesome Loser. You know what I'm going to do? Lonesome.
Say you only have a record player or something.
I'm going to send it to Lonesome Loser. You know why? Because he just did a good call. I took a big shit one. You know, I was giving it to you for that. Well, I'll send Nunu one also, I suppose. But here's the first prank call we ever did. Literally, the first call we ever dialed on this show was this one right here. Where is Pasquale? The very first one. It was a knockaway hit. Let's play it right now, Milkman. Your favorite.
Hello.
Hello.
Si.
Hey, Pasquale.
Hey, Pasquale, tu amado.
You son of a bitch, speak English, America.
You son of a bitch, you motherfucking, I'm gonna speak Spanish.
I know.
What the fuck
you speak English, I say.
You motherfucking. Go ahead,
you
man.
You mother bitch.
Motherfucker, you.
You bitch.
Don't ever call again to this point, man.
Mow my lawn. Hey? Mow my
you
lawn.
You motherfucker.
Why are you so angry?
Bitch.
But where's Pasquale?
Fuck you, man.
There it is right there, the first prank call we ever did live on this show. I mean, that right there was just a testament.
I got confused.
You did.
I love that one.
I was thinking, which actually technically is the first Carlito call, which was the drunk taxi cab call.
Ah, nigga cab. That's right. That was pre Madhouse.
Yeah.
I did that one in 1999.
Right.
That was back in 99. I was like, wow, how old was I? 20 years old when I did that one?
I didn't know. Okay, I didn't know that.
That's okay, man. Good guess, though. Hey, good. We don't play that. Maybe we'll play that later tonight. Anyway. So the first prize, the first award of the night will be Milkman. Cut the music, please, if you don't mind, please, sir.
Erratic.
And this is a multiple winners for this one here. The best episode of the year goes to the conference special, which features Turd Burglar and myself, and of course Ted Webb. So winners here for that right there. The best episode of the year was the conference special. You can check that out over at madhouselive.com. Hilarious show that we did on the cuff out of nowhere. If you missed it, we're going to explain all these pranks in detail. We're going to break them all down. And you guys are welcome to comment on them as we do it. Hey, and you are on that too, Milkman. We had you join in at the end. So congratulations, Milkman. You win a special gold star. And one goes to Ted, Turd Burglar, and I'll take one myself. All right, good deal. So, basically, we got the idea to just conference people out the wazoo. We had four people at a time sometimes on the conference line. We were conference calling Walmarts and McDonald's and Starbucks and steak houses and stuff together and holding corporate conference calls about weird shit. So go to the Madhouse website. Check out that episode. It's called The Conference Special. You'll see it up there. And here's a highlight from that show. This is Hey Steak Man. And this is an idea of how that whole episode went.
Hey, Steak Man.
Yeah?
Hey, I got a question for you.
What?
Okay, this is Jeff from Store 263.
This what?
This is the store in Mesa, right?
This is our only location, yeah.
Okay, hang on just a second. I'm going to patch you through, okay?
Okay. You look like I'm playing one more man with you.
Hello?
Hello?
What?
Hello?
Yes, can I help you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, can I help you?
I don't know. You're calling me what?
This is Walmart.
What?
You're calling Walmart.
You're looking for Walmart?
You are calling Walmart.
We're calling a Walmart? Who's calling Walmart?
Hold on, man. Just one second.
All right. Hey. Why are you giving me your phone? What's that?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is this Walmart?
No, this is not Walmart.
Where is this?
This is Steaks R Us.
Hang on, I'm patching it through. Steaks R Us?
Yes, this is Steaks
okay.
R Us.
Okay, I'm patching it through.
Thank you for calling the customer at Walmart. How can I help you?
From here.
I'm sorry, what?
Someone just called me from this number and, I don't know, just transferred me. I don't know what they wanted. This is a business, though.
Oh, you don't know anybody that works here, or?
What is? No, I'm sorry. It's got the wrong number then.
All right, that's it right there. Hey, Steak Man, and that's just a taste of that whole two-hour episode.
You know, I'm banned from Walmart now.
Yeah, you are? What'd you do, shoplift? What'd you steal, man? Toilet paper?
No, the CD that I just did, Walmart won't carry it. Because of too many marijuana implications in the content.
Well, that'll do it, Tuck, you know.
We're banned from Walmart.
I quit smoking pot. You should, too. We should all
Muck
stop smoking marijuana.
Muck-sticky's my friend.
Muck-sticky's your friend. You can't get it at Walmart, but I know it's on iTunes. Check it out. iTunes, man. Download 99 cents. God damn it.
And everywhere else. Yes. And everywhere else.
Everywhere
yeah.
else out yeah. there. Cool. All right,
well,
so.
Go get it and get my cover and everything on it.
Hell yeah.
And get the Madhouse CD, too.
So a big what's up to A big what's up. Dr. Lego supposedly is talking shit about my fiance. Dr. Lego, show some respect, sir. Dr. Lego, he's just upset that he didn't win this next prize. He did last year. Dr. Lego was a big winner last year for the next prize we're giving out, the next award for most dramatic moment. Dr. Lego relinquishing his claim to that throne. It's going to none other this year than... Any guess, Tuck? Milkman? Who do you guys guess would win the most dramatic moment of the third season? It's an obvious. It's a giveaway. Just to let you know, he gets it for the whole year, as a matter of fact. Come on. Come on. He's on the show every night.
starts with a K somewhere.
It starts with a K and ends with a K and has a D in the end. KDK, congratulations, winner of the dramatic moment of the year. Here's a little taste of that. This came from our secret source, The Arm, in April. KDK hates on Carlito. This is just a taste of the whole last 365 days of KDK hating me for no reason. All because I dropped him on his ass and got tired of carrying his station. Here we go.
And I don't say I hate this one or I hate that one or I hate this person because of that. Well, he does. I want Carlito to broadcast. I want him to not be such an asshole. That's what I want. I want him to be such an asshole. It's unbeneficial for him to be such an asshole. I love Carlito. He's a friend of mine. And it hurts me deeply that he says hateful things on the air about us.
I don't know what to do about that. Really.
Well, it hurts me deeply that you allow him to say hurtful things about people. And to be honest with you, I don't even believe he believes in the hate that he talks.
I think that he feels pressured to speak the hate that comes out of his mouth by people who are on the show and people who listen. And I don't think Carlito is a hateful person, but I think he's such a tool and a puppet that he allows people to tell him what to think and feel and do and say. What I want is Carlito not to be such a homophobic douchebag. That's what I want. That's the resolution that I want from things. It's not a big deal to be bisexual. It's not a big deal. Most of us are, whether we want to admit it or not, we are. I'm just very hurt and disappointed that he would be so hurtful and angry towards me over no reason. What I would consider no reason, I would have to say. You know, I'm sure he has reasons for being angry, but...
And that's KDK, everybody. If you don't know who KDK is, don't worry about it.
He loves you.
He loves me, but he hates me.
Don't be a douchebag.
You know, I heard that KDK has quit drinking alcohol and stuff. If the guy didn't have any... The only thing he had going for him, he's at his best when he's out of it and he's drunk and he rants. What, I don't mean to talk bad about the guy when kick a man when he's down, but I did bury him. Like I have everybody else who's crossed me.
I will agree with me on that.
I buried anybody who crossed me. I buried Blackout. I buried PCR. I buried... Who else did I bury? I buried a lot of people. Just kidding, Dr. Lego. I love you, bro. Bro. Anyway, Dr. Lego in the house. He's a good friend of mine, man. I love Dr. Lego. He's the man. We'll be taking callers here in a little bit. We're going to do some...
Was there any crying in the end of that tape there? That last segment that we had sent in?
Yeah, we had a point. There was a time... I'm so bad, man. This one time, he was on the air really drunk, and I told Reclude, hey, man, KDK is on the air drunk. Reclude called and, like, made him cry on the air, like, on a show. It was so bad. I feel so bad about doing that. It's so wrong. The guy's suicidal and shit. But whatever, man. Don't cross me, KDK. Taught you a lesson, man. Got to teach you a lesson. I'm going about to light a cigar here for this. But you see, I'm, you know, people pointing out I am dressed up. I got my suit on. Got a nice shirt. I'm not shaved. I need a haircut, but at least I got the suit on. Who else is wearing a suit out there? Lonesome Loser is... Yeah, we're going to be doing some live prank calls here soon. Lonesome Loser has sent in a bunch of numbers. Nunu coming in with the convention. Over there in L.A., man, at the Marriott, the National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance. Woo! Yeah, people.
Oh, dude, that's not even that...
Fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
All right, we'll do that, everybody. We're going to be doing that next. Yeah, we're doing that pretty soon here. He is legend saying I look good. That's cool, man. Thank you for being attracted to me. That's all good. No problem with that. So, yeah, we're going to have some live pranks here in a moment. We're going to do some more awards here, do some live pranks, and then we're going to do the countdown. Top 10 pranks of the year, including the best prank call of the year at the end of the show. Coming up next, right here, right now, we got the winner of the best new character of the year. Now, you two guys, Tuck and Milkman, you tell me, and then this is a new character that we had that came out this year. I'm going to say, first of all, it wasn't my character. Who would you think that I decided to appropriate that to? What's your guess, Tuck?
Richie Randall,
very good, sir. Reclude and Richie, he's not around tonight, but he's already won one. He won last year for best guest pranker.
Well, he needs to be.
Yeah, well, he should be. He's probably busy, but this is Richie. This is a sample of probably the best Richie Randall call of the year. Richie Randall is it's kind of a mix of Prank Master, a.k.a. What's his name now? Major Chaos. And a nerd guy. It's a character he brought out, and he...
Oh, pedo.
Pedo. And we laughed hilariously at these calls he did one night as Richie Randall.
I'll be nice, boys.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's Richie Randall, everybody. It's a prank called Monkey Bar. This is from this is from March. It's a little long. We might cut it off, but it's really funny. Listen to this guy. Everybody enjoy this. We'll be right back with some... well, whatever. We're doing a show now. Shut up and listen, all right? Listen, this is my show. I'll do what I want.
Monkey Bar. Sarah,
yeah, how you doing, Sarah?
I'm doing okay.
Here's what the idea is. Okay, I'm like 23, and I don't get many girls, but this girl named Francine is about to come down, and we want to know, like, you guys got a table with candlelight? You guys got a DJ down there?
What was that?
You guys got a DJ down there, or how do you work it?
We have live music tonight.
Okay, well, here's the deal, right? I got $100 plus a money for drinks. So I was wondering if I could pay you people, you know what I'm saying, to make believe that I'm like a star down there. Because I told this girl that I come there all the time, and people treat me like really important. So
I don't think we do anything like that.
But, you know, I got money. You would just pull me up on stage and be like, here's the man of the hour. It's Richie Randall.
You probably want to come here later when the bands are here and see if they'd...
Richie Randall. But, you know what I'm saying? Can you say something like, you know, do you bartend?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what I'm saying? Say, I'll pay you on the side. But say you say, hey, here's the drink on the house.
I'm just not going to, like... I don't feel comfortable doing anything like that.
Oh,
so
come on. Just trying to help a guy out.
I just don't feel comfortable doing anything.
You know what
anything,
I mean? I'll pee on the side and say, hey, yeah. Here you go. This is on the house. It's for Richie Randall.
I don't know. You might want to try it. I'm sorry. I don't feel comfortable doing that.
You mind if I talk to another bartender? This is really important to me. I'm not trying to make you uncomfortable, but... It's really important to me, you know what I'm saying? I don't get many girls, and I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying, make the romance happen. I mean, I'm a nice guy.
Hold on just one moment.
You know what I mean?
George, did you like taking this call at all?
What?
He's unavailable. I'm the only one on shift right now.
Oh, come on, Sarah. You know what I mean? I mean, money's no idea, as long as it's less than 150. You know what I mean? I mean, you could just say, hey, he's a nice guy. Just put in, like, I'll go to the bathroom and you just put in a good word for me.
Well, I mean, that's fine. I'm not going to take any kind of money. I'm not going to do anything like that.
Okay, well, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying? Put a good word in for me. I just say, he's a special guy. And you know what I'm saying? I'll give you my, I mean, I'm not saying pay you, but I'll buy a drink.
Hold
you know
on, just one moment. I'm going to
call
the phone on to Anita. Here you go.
Okay.
Hi, this is Anita.
Hello?
Hi, this is Anita.
Oh, how are you doing there? Are you a bartender?
No, I own the place. What do you want?
Oh, wonderful. Okay, well, here's the deal, right?
Yeah.
I got this girl, Francine, right, and I'm trying to impress her.
Uh-huh.
So what I was going to do is I was going to get a drink on the side, like pay for a drink. I'm 23, so there's no problem with IDs or anything. But So what... Basically, what I want to happen is I'll buy a drink on the side, but she's not going to know about it? And then, like, the bartender comes over and says, hey, you know, here's a drink for Richie Randall. He's a great guy. And it's on the house.
Okay.
You know,
or
I mean,
from him.
Yeah,
from
but,
you.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't tell her it's from me. You say it's
on
the house.
Okay.
You know
okay,
what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, huh?
Yeah, see, there, we're on the same level. The other thing was, I was going to pay the band if they could have, a slow dance song. Like they play, Keep
With
the
Stars.
Oh,
We can't mandate anything that the band's
doing. Oh, you don't have to mandate. You just put in a good word for me. You know what I mean?
What, are you guys coming in tonight or what?
Tonight, you know, I got her a corsage. And, you know, it's kind of like prom night, except I never went to prom.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? You remember that Officer and a Gentleman?
They had
that song, Lift Us Up Where We Belong. And they could play that. You know what I'm saying? They got lights. You got a disco ball.
Well, you know, this is a hip hop band, honey.
Maybe they could play R. Kelly or something.
But what they can do is maybe we can ask them if they could just dedicate a song.
This
is for you.
Do they have low lighting, so romantic?
Yeah. Well, you know,
glitter.
There's not a whole lot that's romantic about a hip hop band, you know.
Yeah, but you know, everybody's got a soft side. Okay, well, she likes hip hop though.
Okay. So is she coming in tonight?
Yeah, we're coming in about.
Okay, now do you both have valid ID?
Oh yeah. She's about 35.
Okay, what's your name?
I'm 20. My name is Richie Randall.
Richie?
Yeah. And
Richie Randall.
Yeah. I got I got braces and glasses. You'll see me. I got brown hair. You'll know who it is. And then,
got brown hair and you got braces and you're wasted.
No. What do you mean I'm wasted?
Well, you sound like you are.
No, that's just the way I talk.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Some people, I'm a little crazy
honey.
Sometimes.
Okay. So you got brown hair and you've got braces.
I'm going to be wearing a bow tie.
And
so
you're
going to
be wearing a bow tie.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then her name is?
Her name is Francine.
Francine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like an old-fashioned name. You know, she has blonde hair. She's a little big, but it's okay. You know, I mean, I don't look at that sort of thing.
Well, you're talking to the queen of big. So.
Oh, yeah.
Francine.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's
cool.
So
you want to have the house, quote-unquote, have the house by her beer, and then you're going to put this on your card, right?
Yeah. I'm going to pay cash, actually.
Her a drink.
Well, both of us.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Both of us should drink. I know you'll say, hey, you know what I'm saying? He's a great guy, swell guy, and this one's on the house. You know, you're a beautiful couple.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
On Okay.
You know, I mean, not something too crazy. I'm not trying to do anything crazy, but, you know, I just think, you know, I need a little help every now and then. I don't get many dates these days.
Okay. All righty. So, people that are working behind the bar, I'm going to tell them what's going on. And that you're going to go ahead and you know, we have a self-service bar.
What does that mean?
It means that you have to come up to the bar to order.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, we'll just go up there to order.
Yeah, and so what you should do is just take a piece of paper and say, I'm Richie Randall. I want to, you know, buy the drink. You know, just say that, put it in a piece of paper and fold it up and give it to the bartender when you place an order, and then I'll let the two bartenders know what's going down, and then they can bring another drink to Francine then. And say this is for you because you're special.
Oh.
Is that okay?
Oh, that's great. I appreciate it. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to do any harms. But You know what I mean?
Okay.
I mean,
you
that's
got it.
Great.
So write a note.
Okay.
It says, you know, I want to buy and name the kind of drink that you want the bartender to fix for Francine. And then just slide it along with your money so that they know what to do.
Oh, that's great. You know what I'm saying?
And then one of them will bring the drink out to her, which is kind of special since we're just a service bar.
Oh, wow.
And put it at the table. Okay?
Oh, that's great. I appreciate it. What's your name again?
My name's Anita, and we're looking forward to seeing you later.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, honey.
Right,
hope you have a good night. Bye-bye.
Because you're special.
All right. That's pranks available over at the Madhouse website, madhouselive.com. Be sure to check that out. Anyway, that is Reclude and Richie Randall, winner of the best new character of the third season. Congratulations, Reclude, wherever you are, man. You win $5 Madhouse and a dildo autographed by Athena. Autographed in a special way, if you know what I mean. Okay. Anyway, I've turned on the toll-free line if you want to call in. Toll-free line is now open. It's 1-888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. That's where you can reach us here tonight. You can also message me at Madhouse Radio if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger.
Yeah, I got a big old cigar.
Yeah.
Smoking on cam.
Oh,
there.
And I am on beer number 3, everybody. Beer number 3 here on Madhouse Radio. If you're not drinking
all
a beer
right.
or whatever it is, whatever number you're on, please.
Congratulations.
Please, everybody, let's go ahead and drink beer number 3 right now. Consider it number 3 if you know me. Milkman says, call Deborah. Deborah Mansfield, dude. We didn't call her at all this year, did we? She doesn't like to play anymore.
Right.
I said we call her. You got a point, Milkman. I got her number, and I will call her. Nobody else. Excuse me. Nunu is sending in the people who are sitting at the National Association of Fat Acceptance Conference, which is being held now in L.A. We'll be calling them shortly. Jason Doherty, co-chair from Canada, Francis White. That's a fat person's name. I always like to do this. These are definitely big fat people names. Peggy, Phyllis, Carol, Francis. Names like that that just scream, I weigh 482 pounds like Jack Masterson. You know? Anyway.
That's why they blew up.
So I want to give a big what's up to everybody who's listening tonight. We were up to 72 listeners total on all our different networks. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We're enjoying the third year anniversary show here at Madhouse Radio. We're counting down next the top 10 prank calls of the year, the last year that we've done. And we're going to be doing some live pranks here also. Let's go ahead and do the number 10 the number 10 prank call of the year. This is American Bastard. Now, American Bastard, basically, this one came in from Nunu. Nunu reported on in the UK where he lives, there was a curry restaurant that had just been shut down and fined for having an excessive amount of cockroaches found in the restaurant. They had just reopened, and right after they reopened the place, we gave him a call and ordered cockroaches with our meal, and the guy got very upset, called me an American Bastard. He's going to give that a call. Here's the number 10 prank call of the year.
Number 10.
Yeah. And there's two of us. Now, he said a portion. I'm explaining. I want the whole thing, not just a portion of it.
No, the whole thing is one portion. You got two pieces and the chutney.
Okay, but what I'm saying, I don't want a portion of the order. I want the whole order, you know. I want the whole thing, not just a part of it, not a portion. We want a completion of it.
You know, like, that is a whole bit.
I want two completions.
Yeah, okay, two completions, yeah.
Okay,
two of them, yeah.
Two completions.
The poppadoms.
Papad. And the pillow, and the pillow rice.
The poppadoms, yeah.
Right.
Okay. What curries would you like?
I see the chicken curry with extra cockroaches.
Pardon?
With extra cockroaches, please.
Where are you calling from?
From the United States of America. Do you have any palmetto beetles? We call them cockroaches.
Oh, you want to come in and say that?
Well, I'm making an order. It's a free country, sir. This is America. I make an order where I want. I feel
no,
like I
no,
want.
No, no, no. Shut your mouth.
Sir, I'm American. Watch your mouth.
Shut the fuck up, you bastard.
Excuse me, this
American
is...
American bastard.
How dare you, sir?
Shut up.
After what we've done for you. You wake up in the morning, you thank the God for us. Yes.
All right, there it is, everybody. The number 10 prank call of the year. American Bastard. You can check that out over at MadhouseLive.com. We're going to do some live pranks right now for a little while, then we're going to break it down and continue the countdown of the year. Ooh, man. It is July 10th, 10:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7:40 Pacific. A Thursday, as usual, we're here having fun. Milkman and Tuck co-chairing the show, the roundtable, as usual. Jen Stewart was supposed to make an appearance tonight. I talked to him last week. He's doing good. If anybody's wondering, Jen Stewart's doing fine. Had a brief conversation with him. He said he was going to try to make it for tonight, but apparently he could not. I know Sean Ward talked to me earlier today, gave us his congratulations. Sean Ward called, said he was going to try to make an appearance tonight, but he might be busy, he said. He had something going on in the studio, but definitely Sean Ward, what's up, bro? Good friend of ours. If you're listening, you the man.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air, my friend. How you doing?
What's up, Carlito?
Hey, dude, who's this? DTT?
Yes, sir. How you doing, man?
Hey, DTT, doing good, man. Good to hear from
good.
You.
How about you? Happy New Year.
Ah, man, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Yeah, man, how you been?
Good, I'm fine, man.
Yeah, you've been listening since day one, huh?
Yeah, since that first prank you did on now.
Pasquale.
Yeah,
buddy.
Whatever happened to him? Why come you don't prank him?
That guy, you know what it was? There was a legitimate guy named Pasquale who called me at work that same day.
Yeah.
And he yelled at me at work for no reason, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to get him back. I'm going to get revenge on him. So I tried to call. I dialed the wrong number, and I got him, and he was even funnier than the guy I was going to call.
Yeah, do you still have his number?
The thing is, I have the real Pasquale's number, but I have no idea what the number is that I dialed in accident. I dialed the wrong number.
Yeah. And yeah. Saigon is too scared to call you. He's always making fun of me on the chat room.
Yeah, you know, Saigon likes to pick her. He's never called into any show. No one knows what he sounds like.
He's scared.
As far as I know. Yeah.
Nothing but chicken shit.
I think Saigon is really a chick. I think he's really, he's a 27-year-old. Like,
he has a really bad case of the
for the first time, I've always wondered, how old is Saigon? He just said he's 27. That for the first time, I figured that out. He's 27. Like, where does Saigon live? Is he Vietnamese? What is
no, he said he's 15.
He said he's 27, Milkman. Is he Vietnamese? Because he has the name Saigon, you know?
Yeah, Saigon is funny, but
he's a liar.
He's to call, man. He's always busting my balls in the chat room.
Yeah?
He says... No problem. He never calls. He's always scared to call.
He is scared to call. You know, he likes you, man. You know, he used to bust my balls like crazy, and now me and him, we're tight. Now, we're not tight, but we respect each other.
No, I know. Saigon is cool, man.
Yeah.
But he needs to call, man.
You know, I tried for years to get him to call. He used to say, you know, I challenge Saigon to call. He never calls. He won't call. He'll
call in, man.
When
Come
he's
on.
Ready. Maybe he'll call by our last show next May, if that is indeed the end of the
Saigon
show.
If Saigon goes to Philly, I'm going to go to Philly. If Saigon goes to Philly, I'll go.
Dude, I'm
going
to be scared you and Saigon both go to Philly. You're probably going to do something really bad to him, aren't you?
No.
I don't know. You're going to face him towards Mecca and cut his throat or something, aren't you?
No, I'm not going to do anything.
Okay, don't do that, man. Just be cool. So.
Oh, I'm going to come. I'm going to try.
Yeah, we're all going to come. You know, it's in the party. We're going to do it on a Friday night, man.
That's good.
Friday night show. Hopefully Zolar said he'll make it, like all those people. We're going to have a big time. Good time, live prank calls and stuff. And yeah, and we're also planning on, we're going to be at a comic book convention next February. I always say that wrong. We're going to be doing a live show live on a Saturday afternoon from a comic book convention. Tuck said he might try to make it.
What happened to Sean Ward, man? He needs to come back on the syndicate.
Yeah.
He's
busy. He works on a TV show. He had a new comic book. The Benny Bunny comic book just came out a few weeks ago, I think, or a few days ago. He's got an album out, music-wise, and he's a busy guy. He doesn't have time for the pranks, but... He still supports the prank call community. But he definitely, I heard from him today, he said he was going to be listening. So maybe he'll call in, you know, keep listening. Maybe Sean will call in. But a big what's
and
up to Sean.
Needs to call in, too.
All right, well, there it is. You,
Chuck, what's up, man?
The DTT challenge.
Did he call you before, Chuck?
I've heard him. I don't think he's ever called into the show, but I've heard him, you know, on the air before. Yeah, he's a cool guy. He's been around for
Rev
a long
too.
Time.
Rev doesn't call everybody.
Rev does not like me, I don't think, but that's okay. We know
he doesn't like you. Who gives a shit?
Eh, who cares about that stuff?
Yeah.
That kid Rev, he's a good guy, though. All right, DTT, man, thank you. One of our oldest listeners, bro. All right, man. Have a good night. It's DTT.
DTT, man. I'm getting drunk. I gotta slow my roll. I'm turning to KDK over here.
Yeah.
Beer number three just did it. That's how. Okay, anyway, so let's do a live prank call, why don't we? Let's see who we got. Let's see who we got. Nunu is
Deborah Mansfield up there.
Yeah, we got Deborah. Let's call Deborah Mansfield. Let's do that. Good deal. Good idea. And what was she called? Reckless Bus Driver? Is that the prank that we have her?
Remind me who Deborah Mansfield is again.
Milkman knows her the best. Milkman, who is Deborah Mansfield? Explain it to the people. Milkman, explain it to the people. Milkman, explain it to the people.
Bus driver.
Give it to the people.
Bus driver. Okay, that's what we got to go with.
Okay.
All right, Milkman. Good explanation. Here's a bit of Deborah Mansfield while I try to make the call.
Hear me?
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm calling with the Department of Motor Vehicles. How are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. We need you to come in tomorrow for a driver's assessment. We've received a few complaints on your license plate. We pulled them, and we need you to come in to fill out a driver assessment in order to retain driving privileges.
For my what now?
Your driving privileges are in danger of being revoked. We need you to come in for a alternate driver's assessment tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock.
For what? My driver's license?
Your driving privileges are going to be revoked unless you can come in tomorrow and pass your driver's assessment.
I haven't had any problems with my driver's license.
We're actually going to be drawing blood for an alcohol and abusive substance test.
Who are you? Is this legit?
Yes, it is. I'm Jack Masterson with the Department of Motor Vehicles. You've had 3 complaints within the last 72 hours.
3 complaints of what?
Of reckless driving.
No, not me. You got the wrong one.
According to this, if you don't pass this test, we're going to be drawing blood, and you have to do the written test. If you fail, you're going to lose your driving.
Where was I cited for reckless driving?
I'm not allowed to give that information out until you come in tomorrow.
Where was I? This doesn't sound legitimate to me. So I'll just contact the state representative or somebody.
Well, he can't help you.
I had a call at no 10 minutes.
You can call your
something like this.
You can call your lawyer. You can call your pastor. It doesn't matter. But if you don't come in tomorrow, you better not be driving.
Where was I reckless driving at?
Down the highway, the interstate. What? Interstate,
hello.
Maine.
Hello, may I speak with Deborah, please?
He's not speaking. Who's calling?
Hey, baby, how you doing, girl?
Who is this?
I want your sweet potato pie. Remember that one time you made that sweet potato pie and I ate some of it?
No.
What was it that you put in it? Like cinnamon or nutmeg?
Where was it at?
I bought it at that bake sale. You had that sweet potato pie. You said, come here, baby, this sweet potato pie.
Oh, you got the wrong Deborah.
Bitch, Deborah Mansfield. Remember you drive the bus?
Who is this?
I'm the guy who washes the bus. And you
washes the bus.
Yeah, that one holiday we all had to bring in a cover plate. And you brought in the pie, sweet potato pie, and I said, what are you putting this? And you said it was like grape jam, not grape jelly, grape jam.
Oh, you got the wrong one.
Baby girl Deborah, you drive the bus, right?
No.
Do you drive the bus? What do you mean? I know we go.
I don't.
Remember we had that cover dish?
Who are you?
I'm the guy that washes the bus, man. This is Masters.
Wash the bus where?
This is Valente. Over at work.
Valente?
Yeah, I wash the bus at work. I wash the buses.
At what work?
At work. You drive the bus at work.
Who is it?
You remember you brought a sweet potato pie.
No, I don't make sweet potato pie.
You brought something in that tasted good.
No, I ain't bought nothing in no place. I don't drive a bus.
Hey, you remember that time I ate your pussy?
No, I don't remember that neither.
You guys don't eat your pussy, right?
No.
You don't let guys do it?
No.
You wouldn't let me? You'd let me do it.
No, I didn't let you do it because I don't even know who you are.
Oh, I go down there and be like, blah, 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 like that. You're like, oh, baby, eat my sweet potato pie.
No, I ain't talking about no sweet potato pie. I tell you, you got the wrong Deborah.
That's what you call it. It's like your baby name.
What's my last name?
Mansfield. Oh, I got you there, right? I ate your pussy.
No, that ain't my last name.
Yeah, you called the sweet potato pie. I was down there. I was like, blah, 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 blah.
Down where? At what bus company?
Inside your bus, I did it.
What bus? What bus?
The bus. The bus you drive, baby.
No, you don't tell me. What bus do I drive?
You had your skirt. You pulled it up, and you pulled your pants.
I know you're lying now, because you know what?
You pulled your pants
to the
side.
I don't even wear skirts.
Well, you took your pants off. And
no, I ain't took no pants off, because I ain't never been with you. I ain't been with nobody on that bus job or what, no bus job nowhere.
You pulled your pants to the side, and you gave me a slice of that sweet potato pie.
Oh, no, I ain't gave you nothing. Who is this?
Baby,
you're a pervert, aren't you?
It was a little hairy, though. Why don't you shave that monkey down there? What's going on with you?
Well, you know what? I don't know what monkey you talking about, because you the monkey, because I don't even know who you are.
You got a monkey down there all hairy like an ape, like a big gorilla.
Oh, no, you ain't been with me.
You got gorilla parts.
No, you got gorilla parts. And you got a warped-ass man that you call, and I know you're a fully mature grown man that you would call and have a ridiculous conversation like this with me.
What?
I don't know you. And I don't swing that way.
You got like a
And I don't know why you calling me, bothering me.
I want some of your 42-year-old.
Because I don't know. You're not getting none. You'll get some of this 357 I got laying up in it. That's what you
Oh. What, is that what you call the 357?
357.
Oh, that sounds good, baby. Is that like some kind of alcohol?
Yeah, you're going to get it, too.
Does it taste good?
Do what?
Does it taste good?
Do what?
Does it taste good, baby?
Yeah, it tastes good once I hit you in the head with it.
You're going to put it in my, you're going to sit in my face?
You know what, you're crazy. Whoever you are, you got some, you know what, you need to go see you get some psychiatric care.
You know what I did the other day? Remember that pair of panties you lost?
You ain't like got no panties I lost.
I got your dirty panties and I'm smelling
no,
it right
you
now.
You know what, you
listen,
you
listen, listen.
Case.
I got your panties
you
right
you
here.
You have got some serious ass little problem. You know what? I didn't got sick of your conversation and I'm about to hang up this phone.
I was trying to get sick of your panties.
You got the wrong person and you are reminiscing the wrong stories because I haven't been with you. I don't know you. I don't know nothing about you.
I just,
are you black or white?
I'm black.
I don't fool with black men, so I know it ain't none of you. Bye.
Oh. I was sure she fools a black man. Damn, she's like Crazy Alice over there.
Mm-hmm. You know my man. You're lying. You have a black guy there at the house, man. He's such a liar.
Yeah, the black guy answered the phone.
You took me out good, man.
That was fun.
Call. Masterful, Masterson.
I love Deborah Mansfield.
Where?
We got you on camera also.
What is my license number?
Ma'am, I can't get that out over the phone. You
All
know
right,
that.
You know what? You may be a mass murderer or anybody else. You just don't have to take me to court and do what you got to do.
What's the big deal?
At 10 minutes to 12 tonight, you going to call me and you Jack Masterson and you can't tell me what I've done.
You were down I-70 and I-0, ma'am. You were tracked by the cameras at the intersections.
In what kind of car?
Man, I don't have the color of your car. I don't have time
you
to do
what,
that.
What, I drive a school bus, so was it on my job or in my car?
It was a yellow bus.
No, and you know what? You got me wrong there because I don't use interstate on my run.
Oh, really?
No, I don't.
Well, not according to this information here.
Not on the interstate. I'm not on interstate in my bus. My route is in the city street.
Let me ask you a question. Would you pass a drug test if we were to ask you to do that right now?
Oh, yes. I don't do drugs, and I don't do alcohol. And, you know, you can call the hospital and the hospital where I am treated.
Well, that's not
where
you...
I do not do drugs.
Well, that's not what your pastor says.
What pastor?
Your pastor of the church and your parole officer.
I ain't got no pastor, no parole officer. I tell you, you got the wrong...
God damn it, woman. Don't you talk to me like that.
Well, God damn it, don't you call my house no more. And you better not let me find out who you are, you crazy ass something. You better get off the phone, because I'm going to call the real damn police.
All right, that's her right there. Beautiful Deborah Mansfield. Oh, that was a great call, man. Thanks, Milkman, for reminding me about it. We hadn't called her in a while.
Excellent call, dude.
Oh, man.
Dude, you had her going, man. She was hot, man.
Yeah.
She was ready to bust off one right there in your face.
Oh, man. Yeah, she's all about it. All right, well, that let's move on. We're going to do another prank call in a second. Before we do that, I see Baz is in the house. Hey, Baz, thanks for checking out on the 3-year anniversary. I don't know if you're vocal, but Baz is in the conference room. Want to give a big what's up to everybody who's listening. Hey, Big Bass, Big Baby Bird, Big Baby Bird, Big Baby Bird, Big Baby Bird. Ooh, I'm getting an echo there. All right, so just a quick rundown. Bad Boys of Iowa are listening tonight. Those Bad Boys, yeah, I hear that. I understand they have their own show now. That's pretty cool. Call in and promote that, man. Crazy Heretic, Beaver Goblins in the House, Disturbed, Doghouse, DTT, of course, really talked to him. The Geek Guys, Syndicate, Saigon's in the Syndicate, Awesome Angelo. Machine, Lonesome Loser, of course. You already said what's up to him. Monkey Man, number one. Who's that over there? MacD? It was like a Nico. Nico. Rev is in the house. He's been gone. He was gone for a while. The good Sidekick Chuck. What's up, Sidekick, man? How you doing, man? And Wake and Bake, of course. You got a lot of people in the house. Over in the Madhouse side of things, Douches is here, of course. DTT's in there. Gangrene. He is legend. I need to go to the P.O. box. He sent me some mail. He made this cool-looking, like, graffiti, urban-looking Madhouse logo thing. And he said he mailed it to me. I got to go pick that up, man. The guy's an artist. Good stuff. Jimbo's in the house. Big Jim. Of course, Kokanee's in the house. Our news director. We got some news articles we'll mention here in a moment. Big Tank. Talon and Mr. Ripley. MST3 Clay. And New News in the house. We're going to be calling in that... fat acceptance conference pretty soon. Here we got some people to target. In the meantime, here's the number 9 best of the year prank call of season number 3. This one is a favorite of Saigon's and others out there. This is an older prank call. We did this early in the season, sometime around November, I believe it was, or October perhaps. This is Dr. Nargis. I changed my voice to sound deeper. Now, these are a pair of Mexican boys who are painters. And I gave them a call and said I wanted them to make a painting for me. And they paint walls. They don't do actual paintings. But regardless, they were pretty funny. And this is the Dr. Nargis prank call. Dr. Nargis, if you don't know, Nargis is Spanish for butt cheeks. So basically I'm telling them my name is Dr. Butt Cheeks. Isn't that funny? Ha, ha, ha. Here
yeah.
we go. Oh, look at that. Funny guy.
Number 9.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Dr. Nargis. May I speak with Don Carlos, please?
Yeah, this is Juan Carlos.
Juan Carlos, this is Dr. Nargis. How are you?
Fuck you.
Hey, fuck you, man. Come on. Come do my painting for me, please.
You gotta be fucking shitting me, you fucking stupid-ass, dumb-ass, fucking whore-ass doctor.
Is that all you know how to say to a doctor? You know I'm
yeah,
a man of the cloth.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. You probably gotta be a fucking beaner to be doing this at this fucking time.
Hey, man. My shoes cost more than you get paid this week.
Shut the fuck up, you fucking crimey ass dick.
How much you get paid this week?
Bitch, more than you, that's for sure.
I'm a doctor. How's that possible?
How's that a doctor? And then what the fuck you want me to paint a picture for you? Fucking dumbass bitch.
Look, I'm a bad doctor. I do bad things.
I know you're a fucking bad doctor. You fucking like to stick your finger up your asshole.
I do, and then I make
you it. You do the fucking prostate exams to yourself.
I make people smell my finger.
Yeah, go suck a dick, bitch.
Yours? How much is it?
How much is what?
Your dick.
My dick?
How much is it? How much?
It doesn't have a price for you, you fucking gay queer bastard.
I'm a gay queer doctor and I make abortions.
Yeah, why don't you all fucking sit on a black dick?
I don't have to. But you don't tell me what to do because I'm a doctor.
I'll tell you what to do. I tell you to go suck a fucking dick, motherfucker.
How many times are you going to say that word, man? You don't know
what
anything
happened?
Else to say?
Yeah, I can tell you I'll fuck your mother.
Yeah, how many times are you gonna fuck it?
Hold on a second. How?
Okay.
How?
How?
Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Dr. Nargis, and someone was calling me here making bad noises.
Yo, yeah, it's me, motherfucker. What the fuck are you calling me this time for?
What do you sound so high for, man? Is that all you do? You sit around drinking Corona, painting houses, getting high? Reefer madness?
Yeah, motherfucker. Tell me, what do you want me to do for you?
How you money make, man?
Excuse me?
How you money make?
How do I make my money?
No, how you money make.
What do you mean, how my money make?
How you money make, stupid.
Bitch.
It's not that hard to listen, how you money make. You must, man, you're a bat, you smoke, you sniff the paint. I think you put a straw in the paint bucket and you drink it, man.
Yo, why don't you go suck a dick if you can't even fucking spit?
I told me already that, and I said I don't do that because I'm a doctor, man.
If you're a doctor, go do a fucking prostate exam.
Go to a prostate exam?
Yeah, or stick 5 fingers up your fucking asshole, you fucking queer-ass doctor.
I try that for you right now. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, hang on. Listen, you ready?
Yes. Yo.
Yeah, man.
Wait, what's your name again? Dr. Who?
Nargas.
Nargas?
Yeah, Dr. Nargas.
Yeah? Is that a real Dr. Nargas?
Excuse, I don't speak that language, man.
So what the fuck do you speak?
I speak English like American, man. I speak American.
No, you definitely don't speak American. You got the weird. Yeah.
This is America. Tell him to stop speaking Spanish in the background, man.
He says...
You speak American only in my country, man.
It's not American, it's English, you stupid fuck.
Yeah, he's speaking, I no sé que habla español. Speak American, man.
Yeah, would you like to sip some fucking aguardiente?
Aguardiente, yeah, man, Colombia, man. Aguardiente Cristal, man.
This is fucking Fabian, yeah, I know it, I'm telling you.
Yo, what's up, man?
Yo, you fucking Colombian bitch, you fucking Fabian Malparido, bueno, rea de ser hijo de puta.
Yo, fuck you, yo.
Fuck you too, Fabian.
Hey, your sister's hot, man.
I don't got a sister, you don't fuck.
You don't anymore, I took her from you.
Remember, there's that door over there. Fucking, bro. Why'd
you
go?
You coming over? You coming over, man?
Coming over for what, bitch?
Oh, come over, man.
Yeah, whatever. Dr. Nargas.
It's Dr. Nargas, man. Fabian Nargas, man.
Tony, this is Fabian.
Yeah, man. You let me talk to him.
Okay. Yeah.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, man? My bad. I was just playing with you.
Huh?
I was just playing with you, man.
What's up?
Not much, man. Yo, you pissed off at me?
No.
Yo, you got any of that weed?
No.
Since when you don't got that weed, man?
I don't have weed, man. I don't smoke weed.
You Mexican. You just sit around sniffing paint all day, man.
What?
What? Huh?
Hello?
Okay, man. I'm gonna go.
Huh?
I'm going to go.
Oh, Jesus, that's loud. Anyway, we're back. That was the number 9 prank call of the year. Dr. Nargas. Hope you all enjoyed that. That's
that
just the number.
Funny, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Sounds weird.
The funny thing is, it's so unbelievable, that voice, you know, that obviously it's a fake voice, but the guys is, they're so dumb and Mexican that they fell for it. Nothing wrong with Mexicans, but shit, man. Anyway, so that's the number 9 prank call of the year. That means we have 8 left, including, so far, we still have the best tag team prank call, the best international prank call, the best guest caller, and the best prank call altogether of Season 3 coming up pretty soon here before the end of the show. It's now 11:04. We're heading into the last hour of the show. Let's go ahead and try to make a call to the National Association of Fat Acceptance. Apparently, New News also reporting here they have a fashion show tonight. Whoa. Fashion show at the National Fat Association plays. That's something, huh?
Hello? Hey, hey, hey.
Big lady.
Hey, babies.
I think Jack needs to call into that one.
I think so. Good call. Let's do that. Let's try to call the...
good for them.
Hang on, everybody. Let's give that a shot here. Next live prank call. After that, we'll continue the countdown. You're listening to the Madhouse Radio 3-Year Anniversary Show on syndicateradio.tv and 98.6themouth.com.
98.6
The Mouth. Good evening. Thank you for calling LAX Marriott. This is Shani at your service.
Hello there. I would like to speak with... I need Peggy Howell's room, please. Peggy Howell.
How do you spell the last name?
Howell. H-O-W-E-L-L. Like Thurston.
Give me 1 second, please.
I will wait 1 second. One. You ever get that joke?
Time's up, then, huh?
Every night, huh? Waka, waka, waka.
And what's her first name?
Peggy.
Peggy, Peggy. Hold on, please.
All right. What's your name? Oh, man, I wanted to flirt with her. Fuck. I get so frustrated masturbating all the time. To get some new pussy around here, you know what I mean? Gotta find a...
getting tired, man.
Gotta find a guma. Yeah. Maybe Dr. Leg will help me with that. Well, it's going to voicemail, son of a cock.
I'm sorry, there is no reply.
You
to
fucking
voice message,
cunt.
Press please wait. You are being transferred to the operator.
You do that. Fucking getting married, what's that about, huh?
Good evening. Thank you for calling the next Marriott. This is Robert, your servant.
Hello there. Rob, I would like to speak with Francis White, please. White like the color. Okay.
Sorry, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Allow me to connect you.
Thank you. I will allow you. I'll send Angela a caller back, ask her if there's a nice bar in the area. Nice bar in my pants. That's what I'll tell her. Good idea, Angelo. You get a gold star for that. Here you go.
I'm sorry, there is
Jesus, what's with these fatties? I think they're all out of the fashion show.
Try
one more. I might have to wait until later.
Transferred to the operator.
Nina said they're having a fashion show right now. What time is it there in L.A.? Milkman, you're in L.A., right? It's 8:08, right?
Thank you for calling X-Marriott. This is Robert, your service.
Yes, hi. I didn't get through to Miss White. Perhaps Miss Cullum is in. C-U-L-L-U-M. Carol. How you doing tonight there, buddy? Sir, I asked you a question. Hello?
Yes, sir?
I command you to answer.
You said Carol, first name?
Yeah, Carol Cullum. When I asked you how you were doing, you're like...
Oh, sorry about that. I didn't hear you. I'm good. How you doing, sir?
Typing. Well, I'm just... Whatever. Go ahead. I don't care anymore.
I'll go ahead and connect you. Sorry about that.
All right, whatever. Talk to that woman again, man. I'll talk to that guy. Fucking sausage party over there. Give me that sexy sounding lady. Maybe she's taking a smoke break. Gotta call her back in 15 minutes. We'll call back, Leo. Don't worry, man. We'll get some women. Why are you some pussy?
I'm sorry, there is no
reply. Fuck this.
To leave a voice message, press 1.
They're obviously at some type of fat event over there. Maybe they're at the buffet. The buffet conga line. Okay, we'll try that later.
Jake will walk. But okay.
In a little bit, we're going to be making some more prank calls here. We're going to try calling that fucking conference again. We got a bunch of Turkish. We got to call some Lonesome Loser numbers, too. You know, he's confirming away, Milkman. You know, we can't get too crazy. He sent in a number here.
Yeah, let's do it. You know, there's a hot number.
Yeah, after receiving some spam, this is Lonesome Loser talking here. After receiving some spam and doing some investigation, I found out that the spammer of porn and date sites has registered his site using the name of a church. Ooh, located in California. That's wrong. That's so fucking wrong. I think it would be good to notify the people at this church that this guy, Michael Zerkowski, is using their contact info for his crappy sites that he spams. And it's at the Westminster Presbyterian Church. That's fucked up.
Call them right away.
Yeah. Some more numbers from Lonesome Loser that we'll be calling here in a little bit. Denny's, Boogie's Diner, The Village Idiot, High Stakes Restaurant, Hy-Vee Gas. We got a few Greek restaurants, a few Turkish restaurants. I got a beef. You know, in Turkey, there was a terrorist attack against, was it a British the British consulate or the American consulate? I think it was the British consulate, right? A shootout ensued on the streets of Istanbul. Perhaps we can call and talk about that. But anyway, moving right along, this is the number 8 prank call of the year. Well, the number 8 prank of the year. It's a recent one. This is also the best tag team prank call here. This goes to Zolar and Carlito, myself. Ooh, I get another award, babies. Zolar is a winner here for the first time ever. The best number 8 prank call of the year. This is in line with our last calls here to the conference that we're trying to do. Earlier, about a few weeks ago, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we were calling. What was the conference? The National Organization of Women, the Feminist Conference we were trying to call, right? That's what it was. We did several prank calls together to the people who were in attendance at the conference at the hotel. These pranks are the feminine products pranks. Now, first of all, we call in me and Zolar. We tag team. We're a great team when it comes to these conference things. And we were just discussing, you know, about a problem with the toilet situation. We accused these two feminists of flushing a feminine napkin down the toilet and clogging up the system. And Zolar goes nuts as Zolar does his thing as only Zolar can. And after that, we call again somebody else, and she actually says that she's been looking for tampons herself out of coincidence. So here we go. This is the number 8 prank call of the year, prank calls of the year. Number 8, the feminine products prank calls. And Zolar, a big winner here for the third season. Congratulations, Zolar, if you're listening. If not, everyone be sure to listen to his show tomorrow night. I think he's on tomorrow night. I'm not sure. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Zolar Party Nation here on Syndicate Radio.
Number 8.
Hello?
Yes, may I speak with Mary, please?
This is she.
Mary, hi. I'm with the hotel staff. We're just calling to make sure that your stay for the time being has been acceptable. I understand you just checked in today.
Yes, uh-huh.
Has everything been up to your specifications as far as the cleanliness of the room?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, I did want to report to you there's been an issue in your room with the toilet, actually.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
I haven't used it. Wait, have you used the toilet? There's an issue with it? It's broken?
Well, the problem is it has a tendency to flow over.
Uh-huh.
If it does, we're not responsible for it. It's actually responsible on the person who's staying in the room.
If you put toilet paper in?
Yeah, I would not recommend putting any toilet paper or any large bowel movements in the toilet, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Hey, are there hotel bathrooms other than the ones in the room that you can use?
Yes, but you're actually not authorized to use it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you can use the toilet in the lobby, but if you do have to go in the middle of the night, I just want to reiterate, if you make a mess in that room, you will be the one who cleans the toilet. You will clean the room. And any damage to the carpet will come out of your deposit.
Uh-huh.
Because if you could just do a quick flush in the toilet right now, maybe just to clean out the pipes real quick. And I'm gonna monitor here on my end on the water table. Let me know is there someone else there with you right now?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, could you tell them to flush it real quick? You let me know when they flush it.
Okay, hang on.
All right.
Real quick. It's flush.
Did it flush?
Yeah, it's flushing.
All right, hang on. I'm going to check it here in my end.
All right.
Okay, that looks like a strong flush. Okay, go ahead and flush it again, please, if you could.
One more time, Mira. Flush again. Oh, it hasn't recovered yet.
Oh, no. Okay. Okay. On the back of the toilet, there's a little valve. Hurry up and close it because it's going to overflow. It's not.
Is it going to overflow?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Hurry up.
It's not overflowing.
Hurry, hurry.
Hurry. It's not overflowing.
It's
okay,
going to. No, it's.
No, don't. flush again, or?
Yeah, flush it again.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Did it flush?
Yeah.
I don't hear it flushing.
Well, it seems to be flushing. It's flushed and...
I think there's something blocked in there. You guys are sure you didn't use the toilet at all?
No.
You didn't put any paper in there?
No, this is nuts.
Did you put any...
No, are you sure this is the hotel?
Yes. This is weird. This is Valente.
And this phone call is also being monitored by hotel security. I am the security manager. My name is Mr. Zolar. How are you?
I'm fine, but this is the most bizarre conversation I've ever had in a hotel room.
It turns out that, ma'am, if we have people occupying a room with such a toilet bowl with the problem, if we don't identify it to them, then we become responsible.
Yeah.
Once, in fact, we have told them and you're aware of the problem, then, in fact, we don't have to worry about it being our, you know, like, negligence for cleaning it up.
Yeah.
We don't want to touch anybody's bodily fluids
or
bowel movements.
That.
And in the case of the fact that there's a lot of women in our hotel, you could be like, you know, all running your menstrual cycle at the same time. If tampons get in our system, it clogs up the entire line.
Yeah, according to this, it looks like there might be... Did you folks perhaps flush down a feminine napkin or anything like that?
There's
a blockage between your room.
There's a blockage. Okay, you can see that there's a blockage.
Yeah, we have a near perfect system. We spare no expense here at the Millennium. You know, I mean, it's either it's registered as a feminine napkin or half of a turkey sub from Subway.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
No.
Sure.
There's nothing.
Can we try one more flush to try to clear it out? I mean,
hi there. Who is this?
This is hotel security, and you're speaking with the concierge, Mr. Carlito. My name is Mr. Zolar.
Your name is Mr. Zolar.
That's correct. I'm the head of security here, and he is watching the water table. He sees that there is a clog between your toilet and the next facility. So what's happening here is if you're flushing feminine napkins, we could excuse it this one time because we didn't.
I don't have my period. If you want to know my details, I don't have my period. But in a couple of days, I might get it. But I don't have my period, and so
well,
I didn't flush.
Ma'am, I didn't mean to upset you, but we do have an on-staff doctor. He'll be in to check your vagina to see if it's bleeding.
Fine. Okay, this is a prank call.
Obviously, you dumb nigga.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
Huh. Why are you calling a hotel? Is this like how you get your thrills?
Yeah, well, actually, I do, you stupid cunt.
Wow, it's so sad, really. Because, you know, I have satisfying human relations, but there's help for people like you.
You have relations with
humans? Do
you have
a little dog lick your crotch, ma'am?
Yes.
Hi, I'm the concierge. My name is Jethro, and I'm downstairs. Some man is telling me he has some delivery for you. He's not looking too, up and correct, so I didn't let him up to your room. Are you expecting a delivery?
No, not from outside. I had asked the front desk for something, and they were going to ask housekeeping.
What is it that you're looking for, ma'am?
Well, it's a certain toiletry, actually.
Is it a feminine product?
Yes, it's a feminine product.
Right, so you need to get a douche up there immediately, correct?
A what?
A douche of some sort?
No, just a container of feminine products. Small box.
Are you having, like, your menstrual cycle? Perhaps you need some tampons.
Yes, exactly.
I see. Well, why don't you just stuff a whole roll of paper towels up there for now, and we'll get somebody immediately on it.
All right, folks, there you go. The number 8 prank call of the year and the best tag team prank call. Many thanks to Zolar. That was a good call, a good series of calls. There were a few more. That's on the June 19th episode. And that, of course, is available at madhouselive.com. Nunu says, that woman is a big author. 27 books on Amazon. Holy shit, 27. That's a lot of writing, baby. Ooh. And she's not on her period, everybody. Thanks for the info, lady. Oh, brother man. Let's do the next countdown here. We're gonna try to do some more live pranks. After this one, we're gonna call some Turkish restaurants in the area, and I'm also gonna be calling the high stakes restaurant
We're going to do some news articles here, as we always do. It's 11:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:20 p.m. on the West Coast. You're listening to Madhouse Radio 3-Year Anniversary Special. Thank you, everyone who's listening. And I do want to give, you know, and Kokanee made a good point here a few weeks ago. As we were planning, we had a conference, you know, I asked the VIPs in the forums, hey, what should we talk about, you know, events that happened. And I already mentioned, you know, one of the biggest events, one of the biggest things that happened here, Madhouse Radio, in the last season was, of course, our joining SyndicateRadio.tv. Definitely great, and as I said many times before, I listen to Syndicate just about, you know, when I'm not busy. I listen every day. I like listening to Big Dr. Lego, the man himself. And you know, a lot of people don't know this. You know, for you, if you folks who take Dr. Lego for granted, you need to understand Dr. Lego was the first person to do a live prank call internet radio show on the internet. At PrankTheWorld.com. He is an internet legend, internet radio prank call legend. So much respect to Dr. Lego, of course. I don't know if he's still listening, but you're the man, bro. Bro, get it? And where was I going with this? Anyway, yeah, I like listening to Syndicate. And other than that, there's great people there. And, you know, we've hit, you know, plus 100 listeners. But I did, of course, want to mention everybody who's listening to us on the podcast whenever you listen to the show. You guys are awesome too. We have we're reaching now. What did we hit recently? Over 150 podcast subscribers. We're approaching 200, I believe, already. I think that's what the deal. No. We hit 200. 200 podcast subscribers. We're about 210, and that's 210 people who listen to the show on their own time, on their iPod at work. They've received the show after I update it. And hey, you guys are welcome to listen to this show live whenever you get a chance. We're on Thursday nights. Please tune in. But a big what's up to our other segment of fans. And I actually got an email here recently from, we got a lot of people. Someone ordered a CD the other day, and a lady, a chick. Imagine that. We have women who listen to the show on a regular basis. She ordered a CD and says she loves us, listens to us on a regular basis. I forgot her name, but I hope she got her CD by now.
I love you, industry woman.
Yeah, woman. But we've been doing the podcast for 2 years now, and we got a lot of, you know, we got basically more podcast listeners than we do live listeners. You guys rock. Hopefully one day I'll be able to, maybe start selling some advertising space on a podcast and the website, start turning a profit here.
Got over 150 listeners.
We're at 208. As of this morning, when I checked, 208 subscribers to the podcast. So, thanks, guys.
Over 150 on our live shows.
From time to time, not all the time, but on good nights, we hit 150. Today, we have right now, we've got 59 people watching on Syndicate. We have, let me check Justin.tv. That's another, a lot of Justin.tv listeners. On Justin, we have 20 people watching. So we add that. What we got? Okay, I said Syndicate has 50. How many? Here we go. 50. All right, we do.
I like your seat there, Emma.
Hey, thanks, man. 57 plus 20 plus 22 listening on the Madhouse stream. That's 44 plus 50. Oh, we're almost at 100 people watching right now. That's pretty good. We're in the 90s right now, so yeah. What's up, all 90 of you babies? What's going on? And you know, we have video on Justin.tv. You can check out our video archives. Madhouse TV. God, I'm so burpy. I'm on my fifth beer. I'm getting drunk here. I'm sweating like a hog. I'm a diabetic, big fat, roly poly, sugar cured ham, and drinking alcohol and smoking cigars. Well, hey, thanks everybody for listening. Anyway. Let's do real quick the numbers.
Shame.
We're going to do some more prank calls live here in a second. Before we do that, let's do the number 7 prank call of the year. This is the practice and the stoppers is off. What does that mean? I don't know. We called on our Christmas show here. This is the show right before Christmas. We spoke to a gentleman. You know, Nunu sent in a number for this retirement home. They have a webcam set up in their little common area, you know, where they play bingo and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And right before Christmas, they had a man dressed like, they had a Santa Claus there. They had live music and all this stuff. And we could see the video, video feed. And I call in and I get through to the little common area. They have a phone there. and I see an old man in a wheelchair with the Santa hat, and I say, hey, that's my dad. Let me talk to my dad. I got to talk to him or whatever. So they go, and the nurse goes all the way over. We see the nurse, you know, walk over to the guy and say, your son-in-law is on the phone. And they wheel him in his wheelchair all the way to the phone, and he picks up, and then we have a conversation. It's kind of interesting. The guy's a little out of it. Apparently Alzheimer's or herpes or something he's got. Anyway, this is the practice and the stoppers is off. The number 7 best prank call of season number 3. Here we go. Take it away. We'll do some more live prank calls in a moment. Listen to this, everybody.
Number 7.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, hold on. I'll give it to your dad.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, Santa.
Pardon me?
It's Santa. Hi, Santa.
Hi, is that you, Mark?
Yeah, how you doing?
Fine.
When you are you?
This is a phone call I don't need.
I'm sorry for what happened.
Huh?
I'm sorry for what happened.
What do you mean, what happened?
I'm sorry about what happened.
To me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's nice of you. Thank you.
We're going to come bust you out.
Okay.
Okay. When can you have your stuff all packed up?
Huh?
When can you pack your stuff up?
I can't hear you.
When are you going to pack your...
Huh?
When are you going to pack your stuff?
Okay, the practice and the stoppers is off.
The practice and the stoppers are off? That's good. Very good. How are your teeth doing?
Huh?
How are your teeth doing, sir?
They're doing fine.
That's good. Well, Santa's going to come. He's going to come bust you out. I want you to...
Okay, thank you.
No, but you want to come out, don't you? I'm sorry we put you there.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was fun.
As soon as you get to Earth, deliver any information found on the spacecraft to command.
What do you suppose... The practice and the stoppers is off. Right. That's cool, old man, whatever you say. Anyway, that was the number 7 call. Let's go ahead and do a live prank call here for everybody. I know you guys want to hear that. We're going to call the hotel in a second. Before we do that, I'm going to call the Empire Turkish Grill in Houston, Texas. Hang on, everybody, for the next live prank call of the night on Madhouse Radio, July the 10th, 3rd year anniversary show. One moment, please.
That's a real
sad moment
in our chat.
Place a call, press 1. Yeah.
Saigon's reporting. Hello. Saigon's reporting that they took the camera off that retirement place, probably because of me.
Empire Turkish Grill.
Is this the Turkish Grill?
Yes, sir.
Dude, you guys still taking orders?
No, sir. We're closed.
You best. Hey, man, why don't you guys have pork over there? I tried to get some pork the other day, and the guy said, "No, we don't have license to pork."
I don't know. Maybe that's the rule.
What's the rule? What rule?
No pork rule?
What do you mean no? There's no rule in America you can't have pork. If I want pork, I have my pork.
All right, but not here.
Why not there? Why don't you? You're supposed to have pork on the menu. Jesus died for us to have pork.
Okay.
Jesus went on the cross and he said, "I'm going to do this, number one, for your sins. Number two, so the people can eat pork."
That's good, actually. For you.
It's good for Jesus. You like Jesus? Do you love baby Jesus?
No.
Oh, wow. How dare you, sir?
Why?
You don't love Jesus?
No.
Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. He doesn't forget. He forgives
okay,
you.
Okay, well, that's his problem.
Who do you love? Allah?
No.
Well, what are you into? Buddha?
None of them, actually.
Well, why don't you... Well, let's eat some pork. You want some pork chops? I'll make you some. I make good pork. I marinate them overnight with Italian dressing.
Good for you. Use that skill.
Well, let's eat... Me and you, we're going to eat pork, and we're going to put it on your menu.
I don't think so.
So what do I get to eat over there? Some lamb?
Probably, yeah.
That's gay, man. I want pork, man. Pork is a...
Oh, we saw rumen meat now.
Rumen meat?
Human meat. Human flesh.
Human flesh?
Yeah.
You sick bastard.
Yeah, it's marinated. That's great.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's good. Have you ever tried it?
Yeah, you know, I heard human beings are the hardest, the worst prey to catch. The ultimate prey for a hunter is the human being.
Not for us. We can find humans, yeah.
I find them all the time. I go to the bathroom. You know how you get a human being? You know how you want human meat? I'll tell you the best way to get human meat. You go to the bathroom, right? And you tap your foot, and the next thing, you tap your feet in the bathroom, and you sit down on the toilet, and you tap your foot, and then you get human meat delivered right to you right there. Fresh human piece of meat.
I didn't quite get you.
Do you know how to tap your feet?
No, you'll love me that.
When you go to the bathroom next time, you sit down on the toilet, right?
Uh-huh.
You tap your feet twice.
Okay.
And you're gonna get you get the best piece of human meat in the world ever.
That's a good hint. I'll keep that in mind.
So what's with the lamb? Why lamb and no pork? You know, the pig is a lot cleaner than a lamb.
I don't know. I like lambs.
Well, did you know lamb comes from pig? So does bacon. So does sausage. Lamb. Chicken fingers, shrimp, they all come from the same animal, pork. From the pig.
Really?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
I didn't know that.
When's the last time you had a pork chop, sir?
Like a couple of months ago.
But, okay, so, how do you make it? How do you like it? How do you like your meat?
I just don't like pork, actually.
Why not? Well, come on, man.
Why not?
Who makes the rule that we can't have pork in the Turkish restaurant? What's that? Why?
I don't make it, and actually, I don't care either. So
that's
not my problem. I've never thought about that, before.
Well, who makes the decisions here? Who's in charge? Who's a man over there?
There's a guy called
Muhammad.
I forgot his name. He makes the rules here. I don't care.
You don't care? Well, if you don't care about the rules, baby, let's make some pork, man. Come on, let's pork.
No, I don't care.
All right, so?
Okay, here's the guy who's in charge here.
All right.
He's the big guy. Okay?
What's his name?
Okay.
Hello?
I don't know why you're putting women on the phone to answer the phone. Where I come from, women don't answer the phone, and they don't talk to men unless they're married to them. Because that...
I'm sorry, sir. She's not married. She's looking for a boyfriend. Do you have anyone for her?
You know what I could do to you right now?
To me?
In the name of Sharia law, I could give you 50 lashes for putting a woman on the phone who's not married to me.
Nah.
You don't believe?
What's up, brother?
I want some pork, sir. I want Turkish pork.
What? Turkish pork?
Yeah.
Turkish pork. He left already. Turkish pork.
You ever pork a man in the bathroom?
Yeah, man pork. The one who was talking to you is a pork, but he left.
But he was there. You could call him back. Come on, man.
No, he already left.
He already left?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we don't have Turkish pork.
Do you have a glory hole over there? Pork. You have a glory hole I could... Huh?
We get Turkish, Mexican pork. Do you like Mexican pork?
You dumb bastard. You know that? You're a son of a bitch. You know that? I'm going to go in there. If I catch you guys serving, sausage or something like that,
yes.
I'm going to tell the imam. And he's going to come down. He's going to come down there. He's going to pull your license, man.
Who's that?
Do you wash your hands?
Well, no, I'm not Muslim. I'm Christian, man. I don't care about religion.
What religion are you, Christian? What is that?
Well, I'm Christian. You don't have to know what kind of religion I am.
You're not Christian. You're a liar.
I don't even religion. Who cares? Are you Muslim?
You're a fucking liar. I'm a Catholic, the original religion of the world.
Who cares if you are Muslim? Who cares?
I'm a Catholic, sir, and I command you to make me some pork in the name of Jesus Christ.
You want some pork?
Yeah.
Okay, come in. Come right now. We're going to make you some pork.
Oh, I'm going to punch you in the face. You don't make me some pork. That's what I said.
Are you sure?
What kind of Christian are you, sir?
Well, make sure, like, when you try, when you come to the restaurant, you gotta call the 911, not the police, the ambulance.
I bet you're wearing women's underwear right now, aren't you?
All right, sorry.
Do you like how women's underwear feel on your testicles? Do you like the feeling?
What, some woman? You're gonna bring some woman with you?
No, I'm gonna have sex with your mother in front of you, and you're gonna like it.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, good. She likes it too. All she right. likes him a real man, a Catholic man.
Catholic man.
Catholic man, give us sex a good man.
Were you from Mexico? Were you from Mexico?
No, from Argentina.
You're from Argentina?
Argentina.
Okay.
And we sex the mother good, man.
Oh, not like Arabic, man.
No, you know, I might be your father. You don't know.
Oh, never, man.
It could be me or...
You may be my son, man.
Me or 30 other men could be your father. You have no idea.
I'm telling you.
You respect me.
You might be my son.
There's a
you
big.
You may be my son.
Well, I could be your father.
You may be my son.
Well, hey, we're confused.
You may be my son.
Are you upset? Are you getting upset about this?
No, I'm not getting upset. You may be my son, man.
Well, how's that going to happen? How are you my? How are you my? How am I your son? You tell me. How old are you?
Well, you know, how old are you?
I'm 52.
You're 52 years old?
Yeah. How old are you?
You're 52 years old. Well, I'm about 77. You know what? 52 years old, 52 years ago, I went to Argentina. I fucked someone there. You might be my son.
Oh, my God. You might be my father.
Okay.
Father, I'm coming back. Like
how you doing, son?
Maybe I'm the product. Maybe we should kill the fattest calf right now. Because I am your son.
Big daddy.
I am your son. And
well, I'm serious, man. Okay, let's talk serious now.
Let's talk serious pork business. Many years ago, you porked my mother.
No, no. Hey, look. Look at that. What are you looking for?
I'm on the phone. I don't look stupid. I talk. You listen.
Okay. Okay, what are you looking for? You want some pork?
You know what? You know what? I just pulled your license. Close the store. You're out of business. Do it now.
All right, man.
I want you to make an announcement right now.
Okay, we don't sell no pork.
Well, I want pork. This is America. When I say I want pork...
You want some pork? I don't know. Go somewhere. I don't sell pork here.
I want turkey pork, man. Turkey pork, man.
Turkey pork.
Turkey pork.
I'm sorry. I can't help with that.
Bullshit. Then I'm going to close you down, man. You're in violation of the pork law of 1927.
All right.
Listen to me. This is America.
This is America, I know.
The United States of America, the greatest country in the world.
Yes, sir.
Do you know why?
I love America, you
we
know?
Have nuclear fucking weapons, sir.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Yes, man.
What do you got in Turkey? What do you got? NATO, what do you got? You got our...
Yes, I told you where I'm from.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to pull all the bases in Turkey. We're going to close them off right now.
Well, I'm not Turkish.
Where are you?
Hold on. That's the right person. He can talk to you. Hold on.
Let me speak to the Turkey.
Hello.
Hey, Turkey.
Yes.
Is this a Turkish man? Are you Catholic?
Who are you?
I am superior to you. That's who I am.
We are closed right now. Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, they're closed. That's who he is.
All right, that was fun.
We're closed now. Bye.
Go down there. No, bye. Ted.
Going, man.
That's Ted. What's up, Ted? How you doing, man? We haven't talked to you in a while.
How you doing, dude?
Hey, man, how you doing, man? We're having fun, man.
I've been good. I'm just remodeling my house.
Oh.
You know, so it's a damn mess right now.
Oh, fuck the mess, man. All right, anyway, speaking of which, here's another highlight of the third year. This is License to Pork with Carlito and Tuck. And Ted.
Hey, we got a number of the United Arab Emirates. Al Bayer Cold Store. United Arab Emirates. Home, isn't that where Dubai is? UAE?
Dubai is the thriving metropolis been coming.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Pitbull.
Hello. How are you?
Fine.
I'm calling you from the embassy.
From?
Hello. I'm calling you from the embassy of the United States of America. How are you, sir?
I'm 1 minute. Hello.
Hello, I am calling you from the United States Embassy of America. And I'm calling on a special investigation. I have reason to believe that you are serving bacon there, sir.
No, we are not serving, sir. We are selling meat only. We are not making anything.
Okay, well, I would like some pork. Bacon burger.
No, we are not selling pork.
Well, I am in the mood for bacon, and I'm an American. This is America, and you will sell me pork.
Hello?
How dare you not sell me pork? This is a free country. And
huh?
This is a free country, and I would like pork chops and bacon, and you will provide this for me now.
No, I can't. I told you, we are not keeping these items.
Do you have any kosher meat?
No, kosher meat, no pork items.
Do you have any manischewitz?
No, no, we have chicken, lamb, like that.
But what about bacon burger?
No, we don't have.
Oh, please. I know. Why do you not have bacon? Why not? What is this? Why no pork?
You know he eats it on
the... We are not keeping.
Why are you not keeping pork? You're supposed to keep a supply of pork.
We have a license.
You don't have a pork license?
No pork license.
Oh, I have a license. I will make a fake license and you get the pork for me. Come on, man.
Sounds like the name of a porn, a license to pork.
License to pork.
I don't want your license or anything. Maybe.
I will want you to make me a bacon burger.
My dear, you call someone else. I am not making bacon burger.
Have you ever had a bacon?
Have a license to pork?
Have you ever had a...
No.
Have you ever had pork? The pork chop? No. Yes.
All right, Ted, that was for you. That was the runner-up to the International Prank Call of the Year. Sorry, Ted, to let you know that you did not win. You did not win. Sorry, buddy. Nice try. Runner-up, but I'll give you a gold star regardless. All right, cool. Anyway, so that, the last prank call we did was to the Turkish Grill, and obviously they don't sell pork there either, and they're very rude and crass. I recommend everybody who lives in Houston not to patronize their establishment and go there and ask for pork, because you have the right to eat pork in America. Because America, we eat pork. Anyway, the number six prank call of the year of the third season, rather. This one is called speaking of foreigners in restaurants here in the United States. This is I'm one of those bucket of boners. What happened here? This is some kind of steakhouse that's run by a Croatian guy, Croatian Italian or something. And he said this funky line. And he got really mad at me. And me asking for a special kind of bacon burger. And what I was asking for, some kind of steak gristle sandwich or something. I don't know what I was doing here. Anyway, the number six call of the year, everybody. Enjoy this. We'll be doing some more live prank calls in a moment.
Number six.
How close are you to here?
Like 5 minutes away.
Oh, okay.
I just gotta get the wheelchair. I'll be there soon. Can I talk to the guy back there? Maybe let me ask him in person, if that's okay.
Who, bro?
Yeah, bro. Put bro on.
Okay.
Alright.
Yeah, can I help you?
Hey, buddy. I was asking for a gristle sandwich. Is that possible this time of night?
What do you need?
Well, you know when you make the steak, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you take that spatula, you scrub all that stuff off the grill. You take a piece of white bread and you fold it in half and you run it longwise along the spatula. And you take a slice of American cheese and you put it right down the half.
But who is this?
This is Ralph Littlejohn.
Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from my house, sir. I mean, you know, because I'm Samoan doesn't mean I'm a piece of...
I don't know who you are.
I'm Samoan.
But
I'm a Samoan.
No, I'm Croatian Italian.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah, I'm one of those bucket of owners. So, what do you want to tell me?
Gristle sandwich and a medium well steak, and I was asking him what kind of rub, but he doesn't know. He's just a kid, that guy. He's the kid.
What kind of sandwich you want? He wrote a 16-ounce grill. You want a steak or you want a...
Steak.
What would you like?
I like steak meat. Steak meats. Do you have steak?
Okay.
Do you have steak meats?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't understand. You better come over here.
No. Don't hang up. No, don't you dare.
I am going to hang up. You're playing with
listen,
me in my back and mind.
Listen,
okay?
I'm the owner. You don't hang up.
Who do you owner?
The owner of the restaurant is me.
You're not the owner of fucking the restaurant. I'm the owner.
I have the papers right here in my hands. So maybe
good. Then you keep it.
You know what?
You take
your papers, you roll them up tight, you shove them in your ass, Croatian.
You too. Sideways.
I'm Serbian.
Fuck you. Get out of here.
I'm a Serbian, you bastard.
Madhouse Radio is a piece of shit. Hey, everybody. Anyway, here we go. That was the number. Whoa. Loser control. The number 6 prank call of the year. One of those bucket of boners. Hope you enjoyed that one. All right. So, Milkman, you're mentioning, let's do some UK wake-up calls. I've got you got the UK card over there. Send that to me. And I've got a bunch of UK numbers here to call. Let's wake up some people in the UK. We did this recently here what's his face? G-Wiz. We had fun with this on the last live show we did. I've got Christopher McDonald, Rona McDonald, Chander Sharma, Krishna Sharma, Krishna, Richard Webster. Oh, yeah. Anyway, well, Milkman, hurry up and send me that international cards. We can do some international calls, you know what I mean? Nunu says, do UK calls now and fatties at the end of the show. Good idea. That's the plan, Nunu. You're a smart guy, aren't you, son of a bitch? All right, Milkman sending that in. Anyway, I'm down to my last beer of the night. This is beer number 6 of the night. Is it? Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, 5. Number 5. Well, these are 16-ounce beer cans, so these are technically, you know, a normal beer can is 12. So if we got another 4, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... This is number 6.5 right here that I'm drinking. So, yeah, one beer left, everybody. In a moment, we'll be doing the next prank call of the night, some UK wake-up calls. We'll be right back in a moment.
You're not going to start crying, are you?
Nah, I'll be fine. I'm a man. I drink. I don't cry. I'm an angry drunk, not a sad drunk. Anyway, just a moment, folks. Nice prank call of the night coming up. I get a kick out of brew.
It's MF Doom, everybody. Be sure to check out MFDoom.com.
Hello?
Krishna!
Hello, Hanji.
Hi, how are you? Assalamu alaikum.
Hello?
Hi, is this Krishna Sharma?
No.
Who is this? This is the woman?
May I know who is calling?
This is Jack Valente from the United States of America.
Okay.
I would like to offer you a package of pork.
Sorry?
I would like to offer you a pork enema. Are you interested? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, is this Krishna?
No, it's not. My name is calling.
Well, I want to... I have an order for you to give you some pork.
Some what?
Pork, man. You want some pork?
Look, stop being so stupid, all right?
I'm not stupid. I'm a good person. I'm smart. I'm smarter than you.
Listen. Stop being so stupid and disturbing us in the morning.
Hey, if I'm the stupid one, why are you the one waking up and picking up the phone, stupid?
Because you're so dumb. Because you've got nothing else to do in your time and bothering everybody. Now shut up. And if you've got enough courage, come here and I'll put you out.
I can't because I'm in America and I'm better than
all right,
you.
So that's why you're a dumb American who's got nothing else to do. Now
hey,
shut up.
Hey, man. If it wasn't...
Listen, don't tell me, hey, man, you American, you're dumb.
American.
I know Americans are so dumb.
Damn? What? Oh, dumb? Are you saying dumb, sir? You should learn to speak to me. He's gone already. He's an angry little monkey, isn't he, that guy? Jeez. Let's call him back. Fuck that shit. What was with the fees?
Yes, dumb American.
I like how your woman sounds. She makes my penis erect. And that's it. We lost him.
Please hold the line.
Uh-oh. Just dumb American. I'm holding.
Please hold the line.
I am, baby. That guy's funny. I have to call him next week.
Just dumb American bastard. I love those people. Oh, shit. All right, let's call another one. We're going to call Chander Sharma. Chander Sharma. God, I'm drunk. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I see Brandon Vegas, as I was trying to say before, is in the house. Also, Brandon, make yourself known if you're around. Thank you, everybody else who's listening tonight. Madhouse Radio, 11:52 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That will make it 8:52 on the West Coast. July the 10th, we're about to ring in Friday, coming any second now. Just a moment here. Another prank call coming up. South Africa. And we'll be completing the what are we down to? Number five. We're almost halfway through the countdown. We're getting into the good pranks now, man. Watch out. Just a moment here, another call to the UK, and then we're going to do some more of the countdown, and we're going to call that FAT conference again, the National Association of Fat Acceptance Conference call. Do some more of those, and we'll wrap it up here in a little bit. Thank you for listening. Just a moment.
Dumb American. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is Chander there?
Hello?
This is Valente. I was speaking to your cousin, Krishna, and he insulted me on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Your friend, your family member, that guy Krishna, you know who I'm talking about? He insulted me on the phone.
We don't have any family in America.
In America? What are you talking? Are you sleeping or something?
Sorry, you called an international number at this time in the morning.
I meant to call, and I'm in the UK now. I'm on vacation.
Who are you calling?
Do you know what a holiday is?
Who are you?
I'm Jack Valente. I'm the greatest person in the world from the greatest country, United States of America. You ever heard of us? Hello? Sharma Lou? Sharma. Does anybody ever make fun of you because your name sounds like that toilet paper? You stupid cunt. You should talk.
Man, that was a bunch of shit, huh? That was a crappy one, huh? That's where that was. Right there. Give myself some applause regardless. Because I'm the greatest.
That's a contender for this year's number one spot.
Nunu says the slogan for this year's Fat Acceptance Conference is building momentum. Yeah. The number...
Wow, the dead's in the house, man.
Hey, the dead. The dead is in the house. Welcome to Dead.
Planning a gun, looking for you.
The number five best prank call of the year is a Jack Masterson call. This one is called Jack Breaks Down. Basically, I called a hotel as Jack Masterson, for those of you who don't know who that character is. It's a 482-pound man who calls in and makes weird requests of hotels and restaurants and so forth. Here you go. Enjoy this, please. And if you don't enjoy it, send your complaints to Milkman.
Number five.
On time. This new feature.
Thanks for holding this, Jesse. How may I help you?
Jesse, I heard
they want you.
I'm sorry?
This is Jack Masterson. How are you, sir?
This is who?
Jack Masterson, sir.
Yes, sir.
And I weigh 482 pounds, and I require a bathroom with handicapped access type EE, which
like
is the larger
roll-in
size.
Shower?
Huh?
With a roll-in shower?
No, type EE for a personal size. It was in the most recent addendum to the Persons with Disabilities Act. You're supposed to have one room like that with the refrigerator for my insulin also.
Do you have a reservation with us tonight, sir?
Yes, and it's totally unacceptable that I don't get my large-size bathroom and a refrigerator for my insulin.
Well, I'll get your...
Sir, I weigh 482 pounds and I have type 3 diabetes.
Yes, sir. And what's your last name?
My name is Masterson, sir. Masterson.
Are you already checked into the hotel?
Sir, I tried to check in. They came to show me the room. This is unobtrusive.
I'm sorry. I don't even have a reservation under your name, sir.
Sir, you don't understand. I'm in the room right now. I'm in the hallway. They're treating me like crap.
Where are you, sir?
My wheelchair.
What hallway are you in, sir?
In the second floor, sir.
Second floor? I don't have any rooms on my second floor, sir. Are you calling the right hotel?
Yes, sir, I am. They showed me the room. It's a size EE. It's supposed to be a size EE, damn you, with a refrigerator for my insulin, and it doesn't have it. I'm a human, damn you, I'm a human.
I understand that, sir. Where are you located?
I'm on the second floor, you twit. You slag. How can you do this to me?
What are you calling me, sir?
You're a slag.
Okay, well, I'm not going to let you call me these names over the telephone. I will be getting up. I'll be getting off this phone.
I am smarter than you, sir. I am intelligent, and I think, and I have a feeling. You know what my feeling is? I just need... It's not funny. It's not funny, you son of a bitch.
Hey, don't call... sir, I'm going to be getting off the phone right now, okay?
Who are you going to get off?
Have a good evening, okay?
Is this the end?
This is the end.
My only friend, the end.
Have a good night.
I love you.
That is it. Your number 5 best call of the year. And a nice little reference to the Doors, apparently. The end. I don't know where that came from, but it came. You know what I'm saying? We had a call coming in. Let's see who's calling in.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
Well, that was stupid. Anyway, the next prank call of the night. Let's see who we're going to call here.
Let's call.
I know. I know it. Let's call. We're going to call Emil Patel in Lincolnshire, England. Just a moment, folks, for the next prank of the night.
Is that fucking song? What? I was trying to play the end. That's a good movie, man. Apocalypse Now.
That was the song, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Is this Patel?
Yes.
Hey, why are you doctors always last name Patel, man?
Sorry?
All these doctors in America, their all last name is Patel. Like, I went to the hospital once, and there was this doctor. He was Indian. I said, hey, man, are you Dr. Patel? He's like, yes, I'm Dr. Patel. I was like, ah, you dumb shit. Hey, man. If you were so smart, you would have seen in India, right? Hello? Hey, Paddle. Emil. Allah. Allah Akbar. Hello? That's wrong, because Indians don't believe in Buddha or God or whatever, Allah, whatever. You fucker. Ruining my show.
Wow, the live pranks suck tonight, don't they? That was a waste of time. Driving this show to the ground. Anyway, alright, let's continue on. Let's see what else we can call. This is the version I was trying to play, the real version of the song.
Milkmano.
Yes, Milkmano. What do you want? Milkman, you have to talk. You got the floor. Okay, good. All right, we're going to call Ian Goddard. Ian Goddard in Worcestershire, England, everybody. Get ready for that.
Man, I wish I was old enough to have been in Vietnam. I would have kicked so much ass. Would have been called cool to have been in the Vietnam War, you know?
Hello?
They make it look so cool. We'll need to open up better.
Fuck that shit. I'm not calling any more of those UK numbers tonight. It's not working. Anyway... We're going to call the hotel in a second. This is the number 4 best prank call of the year. This is... What? What, Milkman? What? If you're going to say...
What?
If you're going to say something, Milkmans. Hey, there's a good point. Wake and Bake is talking Tropic Thunder. Dude, that movie looks hilarious, man. The fake Vietnam movie that's coming out, that looks like it's going to be funny. I recommend everybody see that, Tropic Thunder. I saw the previews for that. That looks funny as balls. Yes, Milkman, for the 8th time, we hear you. What is it, Milkman? What?
Can you hear me?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Show your titties.
Show your titties. Number 4, breast print call of the year. Children who break up marriages. This was sent in by Zev to Zev. He hangs out in... Milkman, we've heard you the whole time. I'm going to mute you unless you start talking like a car.
What? I've been muted, motherfucker. I'm trying to see if you can hear me.
You have not been muted, number one. Number two, you keep popping in and out of the room, and every time we can't hear you. Oh, my God. This is the end, isn't it?
That is, man, and definitely is.
No
beautiful
shit.
Friend.
Anyway, I'm explaining the prank call. Zev to Zev.
Fuck you.
Killer of the phone on. He's one of his phone.
He goes to these little, these porno webcam chat rooms, and he gets people's numbers, thinking that they're trying to get in touch with a woman who's going to be on a webcam, you know? So he got a number to us for a teenager. Like, he's like 15 or something like that. The kid was on his laptop, and he was like, you know, hanging out in a webcam chat thing with the dirty girls. And we got his phone number, so we gave him a call. And this is our best impersonation of those To Catch a Predator things on Dateline NBC. Anyway, here you go. Enjoy this, folks. If you don't like it, as I said, blame it on Milkman.
Number 4.
Huh?
Yes, hi. Are you friends with 18 Blondie?
No.
Like, how do you... Is this Kaden?
No.
This isn't the Kaden dude, because I found out on good word that you were talking to my girl on the chat room.
No.
My boys saw you give out your number to 18 Blondie, that's...
What chat room? Because I don't...
Some fucking web chat room, man.
No, I haven't... I don't go on those.
How long have you known that my girl's been doing porno shit on the webcam, man? Are you the dude that started it up?
No, I don't know anything about this, man.
Because I know you're... If you're the guy that's running his website, so help me God, man. When I put the lawsuit that I'm going to put on you...
Dude, hey, could you please listen to me?
Hey, jackass, I'm calling the shots, all right?
Okay, can I please say something? I know nothing about a webcam site or anything, okay? I did not go on there. Somebody could have put my number on there. I did not, okay? I'm 15. I did not go on there, okay? Can you please trust me?
Well, I've traced your IP address. We got the proof on your IP, man. Like, I saw her doing something on the video cam.
What kind of...
With some fucking dildo shit where I don't know where she got that. Are you the guy that bought it for her? Because she says some guy online bought it for her. And I look at the screen, and you're there giving her this phone number, telling her to call you.
No. Well, I what happened, I know what you're talking about, but it was not me, okay? It was on my computer, but it was not me, okay?
It wasn't you.
It was not me, but...
But they gave your phone number, I mean.
No, can I explain what happened? I was at school with my laptop, and somebody got a hold of my laptop. I don't know who, okay? And... They knew it was my laptop, and I don't know who it was, but they started giving... Another person somebody else called me, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on, and they gave out my number to a whole bunch of different people, and I'm trying to figure this out. So, you know...
It says right here, look, listen. It says right here, I want to blank you. Do you like to blank in doggy style? How old are you? I want to blank you now. Can I blank you now? Do that. Yes. This is really me. This is really my phone number, and it gives your phone number out right here.
Okay, that's what I would. I'd never say something like that.
Sir, I have something to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and we're doing a show about children who break up marriages.
Okay, well, can I please... Well, I didn't have anything to do with this. I didn't say anything like that. But, you know, I'm trying to find out who's doing this, but...
Do you look up porno, dirty pictures on the computer machine?
No.
You never have?
I have, but I don't anymore. I did, like, a long time ago with friends, but I don't do it anymore.
With friends? So you got together and looked up porno pictures on the computer?
This was, like, years ago.
Together, you looked at it?
Well, we were together, and it was like a pop-up thing.
Because people aren't supposed, people your age aren't supposed to look at porno.
It was a pop-up.
That's like buying cigarettes, son.
It was a pop-up, though. There.
Mm-hmm. But why wasn't your parent filter turned on?
I don't know.
You don't know. Well, you're free to go. I mean, you're here on your own accord. You're free to go.
Okay. Is anything... I mean, am I have to go through anything, or...
Well, you're going to be on I mean, you're part of the report.
Okay.
This is going to be on NBC Radio about predators like yourself who break marriages up on the internet.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to figure this out, figure out who this is, and I'm going to talk to him, because, you know...
Let me know, but...
Okay, if I find out who it was, I'll call you and let you know what I find out, because I didn't have...
Okay. Good job, son. You got it. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to the DA, and everything is going to be all right. I don't worry
What's
about
DA?
It. Yeah, the district attorney. I'll talk to the DA. They'll smooth it over to be cool.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm the guy on the TV, so I will work it out. Don't worry about it.
Okay, bye. I got to go. My mom's calling me.
Hey, tell her I said hi, all right?
Okay, bye.
That was funny. There you go, everybody. The number 4 best prank of the year, of the season, was that. Children who break up marriages. Thank you. Anyway, this is the Madhouse.
One call that we did, Deanda.
To the... Oh, man, I don't have that ready. That's a good call. Maybe I can pull that up. That was funny.
Like a bird.
That was like out of nowhere at the end of the show, and you know, off the air, we decided to do that call. That was funny. Good point, and I'll try to find that. Anyway, yeah, here we are, Milk. You know, Milk Band's with us, Tuck, Ted Webb, and Baz, all in the house here, enjoying the 3-year anniversary show. We're, you know, doing pranks here and there and playing some old stuff. Counting down, we're almost at the best prank call of the season.
Can you hear me clearly now?
Yeah, you sound good now, man. Now you do.
I don't know what the hell is going on, and the key sheet is fucking up, dude. I had to restart it. I was cussing and raising hell, and no one was hearing me.
You kept saying, like, hey, could you hear me? We were all like, yes! Shut up! Yes, we hear you. Jeez. Oh, man, I need a sandwich. Good God. Anyway, we're going to get to the number 3 prank call in a moment. In the meantime, we're going to try to call that National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance prank, conference, rather. In L.A. at the LAX airport and at the Marriott over there at LAX.
See, that's only about like 15 minutes from here, too. Damn, I wish I knew that was going to be there.
You should go over there, get some BBW stank on your down low, man. Come on.
I'm hanging there next, man. I'm leaving straight for there as soon as it stays there.
All right, folks. Hang on. We'll be right back with the next prank call of the night. Just a moment, folks.
Calling Los Angeles Separate Marriott. This is Rafael at your service.
Hey, Raf, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm alright. Where's that lady at?
Which lady?
This is a lady who was transferring me when I first called.
Judy?
Yeah, is she there?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, let me talk to
you. Would you like to speak to her?
Yeah, can I?
No problem.
Alright. Yeah. She's probably not going to come on the phone.
Thank you for holding. This is Judy at your service.
Hey, Judy. What's up?
Hello.
Hey, Judy.
Yes?
You transferred me earlier to my associate. You're pretty nice on the phone, you know? You're a nice person.
Okay.
I like it when you transfer me. You do good things with the phone. I like it. I like how you talk.
Okay.
Do you have me on speakerphone?
No, I don't.
Are you far away from the phone or something?
No, my mouth is far away from the phone.
Oh, baby, bring that mouth close. You should put that mouth, you know, I like to hear your voice. Make it a little closer for me.
Okay. I'm sorry, sir, but is there something that I can help you with business-wise?
Yeah, can you transfer me to Peggy Howell, please? Like you did before?
Can I put you on hold, please?
You did so good, babe, when you transferred me earlier. I just wanted you to transfer me to Howell.
Okay, sir, hold on, okay?
All right. What the fuck am I doing? I think she's going to hang up on me or transfer me. I was kind of brash with her, wasn't I? Put some music in the meantime.
You're creeping her out.
No, I'm Tuck. You don't understand women. I'm Puerto Rican. I know how women like to be talked to. That's not creeping girls out. They like it. Women like that. That's how I got Athena. I kept calling her at work all the time.
You can say so.
I was like, hey, lady. I like how you talk on the phone. Why don't you come over and lick my taint? And she did it. Why am I in a hole? I ain't gonna hold for this bitch. Fuck this shit.
And I'm like, I ruined that because I'm that guy probably won't transfer me. Fuck. I fucked it. It fucked up. I fucked the fuck up.
That's my point. That you're kind of ruined the game.
Oh, deal with it, man. You can deal with it. All right, here's the number 3 prank of the year. After that, we're going to do some more prank calls, I promise. I'm a little drunk. So I got this call back in on the guy. I think I'll do that. I'm just going to give him a little bit of time. I'm going to give him a little bit of time before I do that. And let him stew a little bit. Man, I'm in the mood for like some chicken, like a chicken sandwich, you know? Like, you know, chicken and cheese. Get a nice piece of chicken, like cold
okay.
chicken. Like, you know, you cook the chicken and you have your leftovers.
Step into the kitchen and see if I can't rustle up some for you.
Do that.
Make another, I want
a piece of breaded chicken in between some white bread with a little bit of spicy mustard right. and some yellow American cheese. That'd be perfect. Hit the spot right now, man.
Spicy mustard, where's the spicy mustard in your fridge?
Goldens or something like that. Man. I got some packets of Goldens that I stole from 7-Eleven. Anyway, the best of number 3 prank of the season, Dijon mustard. This is also the winner of the best guest caller of the year. This is a repeat.
But do you have any great football?
You know, he won this last year. He's winning it again. Reclude again. I got a big black gun. Good prank call. Everybody enjoy this. The number 3 best prank call of the year. We're counting it down. Almost done with the show. Almost done with the countdown.
Number 3.
No one is available to the call. Please leave a message.
Hello? I'm trying to reach your husband.
Hello?
He has such a big car. I love to take it in his ass. And I got somebody that wants to talk to you.
Hello?
It's Ed Rosenthal, bro.
How you doing there, buddy?
Yes, sir. Who's this?
Hello? This is Margaret. I just love your big black cock.
Who is this?
This is Margaret. I'm just a little old white lady. I heard you had some of that North Carolina sausage.
Who is this?
Margaret. Would you like to speak to my friend Jill?
Hello.
Hello.
This is Jill Rosenthal.
Who the fuck you calling the goddamn number for, man?
I heard that you have a big black sausage. I don't like big black.
I got a big black gun.
What is it, a water pistol? You know, I like
who the fuck is this? Me. Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this? This is supposed to be a goddamn joke.
What do you care, you motherfucker? What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it?
I bet you... Who are you?
What are you going to do about it?
I bet you don't let me find out who it is.
I apologize, man. Please, don't beat my ass. I'm sorry, man. I'm just...
Who the fuck is it?
I'm a little crazy. I'm sorry.
Tell me who the fuck is it. I can fix your goddamn problem.
Listen. I need meds.
You need what?
I need meds. I'm really sorry, man.
Who the fuck is it?
Fuck you.
You motherfucking prick.
There you go. I'm a little out of it. Normally in a situation like this, I would, I'd probably end the show. Douche says, Carlito, the lines are open, Douche, you know? Douche, you can call in if you want. Unless you're blocked for some reason. I don't know how that happened. Madhouse Radio.
Special occasion, he should have called in, and, yeah.
Keep trying to call in, maybe it'll work for you. Keep trying, man. Anyway, we got two prank calls left. We do have the best international prank call of the year coming up, as well as the best prank call altogether of the third season. I want to thank everybody who's listening tonight. We have 22 plus 54. We got 76 listeners right now. Listeners and viewers, thank you, everybody. Not bad for 12:21 a.m. on a Friday night, on a Friday morning. G-Wiz is getting ready to call in. We're going to do some calls to the UK here briefly, and then we're going to wrap up the countdown and wrap up the show. Man, we had fun. The last live call we did, me and G-Wiz just tore it up, waking up people left and right all over the UK. Just want to give a quick reminder, U.TV all week. Plenty of shows here for your entertainment. I understand that Hooknose won't be doing a show this weekend, but he will be back next week. He's normally on Saturday nights.
Show y'all titties.
That's the one. If you want to see those titties, Hooknose Mike show right there. Get your Vaseline ready or your Lubriderm or whatever it is. Get your tissues and all that. Make sure your old lady's sleeping. Have at it. That's all I gotta say. That's what I do. No, I don't. Dude, that's nasty. Why do people want to hear that shit? People want to hear how
got some serious gay overtone.
300-pound Puerto Rican sitting here on his half naked watching Hooknose's show. Sad thing is that sometimes I just end up masturbating to Hooknose's nose. Your nose is so long and hooky. Oh man, I'm so fucked up. I really should not. Jeez, hurry up and call in, man, because I got to end this show before I say something incriminating. Fuck.
Hey, show y'all titties.
Anyway.
Hey, show y'all titties.
All right. Anyway, so the number two prank call of the year. Let's do this. This is actually a series of calls that we did. The last call you heard. Just explain this a little better. Usex says, wow, the call with black fellow yelling, who is this, is the funniest thing I've ever heard. Yeah, it is pretty funny, isn't it, there, you suck, whatever you, whoever you really are. Thanks, man. On that line, along those lines, the next week after that, you know, Reclu did that call. The next week after that, I decided to call back in myself. This is the guy's name is Adolphus Cotton. Whatever. And you know, I tried to talk to him again, and his wife picks up the phone. His wife won't let me talk to him, you know? So I keep messing with his wife. I say that I'm Dr. Nargis, and I've got some instructions for the guy for a medical procedure he has to have. I say he needs to make some stool samples. And, you know, she doesn't let me talk to him, but, you know, the funny thing is I call, and she I piss her off. She knows there's obviously a prank call that's going on. So she tries, you know, in the process of this, you're going to hear she tries tracing the call. Because the week before, she found out that we were pranking her husband. So she called the phone company to complain. They said, every time that someone prank calls you, you know, when you hang up the phone, you dial *6 something. I don't know what it was, the code. And that'll trace the call. So she was doing that, but she didn't know me and Ted were still on the line the whole time. And so she would, you know, we would hear her pick up and dial the digits, and she thought she was tracing the call. But she was really talking to us again, and we kept confusing her. And at one point, I say I'm the phone company. I traced the call. It's really funny. And then here we go. This is the stool sample calls. This is the number two best pranks of the year on the Madhouse Radio 3-year anniversary thing machine.
Number two.
I'm a male nurse.
Is he expecting you to? I mean, who?
No, I'm Dr. Nargis told me to give him a call with these instructions.
But his doctor is not Dr. whoever you said.
It's the specialist, ma'am. His physician forwarded the information on to Dr. Nargis and made the determination of what was going on. He just wanted to give him a therapy plan. He needs to practice at home. And he just
okay, hold on. Please. Hold on.
right.
Hurry it up.
Hello?
Yes. Hello, I'm sorry. I lost my temper. Did you have a pen and paper?
Who are you talking to?
I'm trying to leave a message for with the instructions for the therapy plan he needs to
Yes, practice. But someone said hurry it up.
Oh, I'm sorry. The quality assurance thing. Yeah, that we had something that you're supposed to, for the quality of your service, is blah, blah, blah.
Okay, I'm ready.
Breakfast, as much fiber as possible, preferably oatmeals and greens. What kind of greens do you make, if any?
All.
Do you like
cabbage,
do you like collards,
string beans, the works.
Collards and turnip greens and spinach greens.
Yeah, I do all of those.
Okay.
Broccoli, the works.
And he needs to eat as many oranges as possible.
Okay.
Okay, now what this is going to do is going to be like a natural colonic for his system. Okay, now he needs to collect a stool sample after every bowel movement.
Got it.
So, do you have the instructions there for the stool sample collection?
Do I have any? Did his doctor give him any?
Well, I'm not certain, so I'm making sure. I mean, if he didn't mention it to you, perhaps I should.
No, he hasn't mentioned this to me, or that someone would be calling. That's just not natural that he wouldn't mention this. That's why I'm asking all of these questions. Because he never said anything about it.
He just needs to collect a stool sample after every bowel movement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very simple. All he has to, he's supposed to have carrots. Do you have any carrots there now, or do you
need
to get them? The long kind, not the baby carrots. The long ones, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Basically, all he does after he has a bowel movement, he's going to take a carrot and shove it up as far up into his asshole as possible, and then put it in a bag and write the date on the bag. You got that?
Hello?
Did you get that?
No, maybe you need to do that.
Well, that's his responsibility, don't
No, you? It's my responsibility to tell you to do that, because this is this call is not a natural call. Well, so you can just go to hell.
Ma'am, don't speak to me like that, please. I'm a professional.
You don't sound it.
I'm a licensed male nurse.
Yes, okay. I believe it too.
Well, I mean, I'm a smart person, and I command a bit of respect in this society.
Excuse me?
I command a bit of respect.
Well, I command a bit also, and I say that you can go to hell. Now, did you hear that?
Yes.
Did you hear that commandment?
Do you
hell, go to hell.
Do you know what the Bible says about
can you hear me?
Do you listen to Jesus?
Do you listen to him?
I sure am.
No, you don't.
Dr. Nargis is a beautiful Catholic.
Good for him.
And I am ordained through the body and blood of Christ to give you these instructions.
Good for him.
About the stool sample, ma'am. So I expect you wrote them down because there's going to be a quiz at the end of this conversation.
Go to hell.
All right, so that's the first part. We're going to continue here just to give you another explanation, just to catch you up. Again, the last call we did where Rick would call the black guy who was really angry. This is his wife. We're calling back saying he needs to do stool samples. Anyway, so I call again. She hangs up on me here. I call again as the licensed male nurse, as if that's some type of real position, the licensed male nurse. And she ends up trying to trace the call, thinking that I'm the phone company. She calls back. I stay on the line, and she hits her buttons, and she thinks I'm the phone company. And I do the trace for her. Very funny stuff. Here we go. We continue on with stool sample, part number two.
Hello?
Ms. Cummings?
Yes.
Did you write all that down?
Did I write all what down?
All the instructions.
Yeah, and I had this call trace also.
How do you have a trace? Come on.
Excuse me?
Did you turn on your tracing machine?
Well, tell me this. What is it that you want? What kind of nutcase are you?
I'm giving you important instructions.
You know what? I don't want your important instructions. I do not want them. So you take your instructions and give it to somebody else.
Okay,
or cram them up your behalf.
You want to know the truth? You want to know the truth?
No, I do not, because you can't even tell me anything that's true.
I'm telling you, I'm
goodbye,
after
goodbye, asshole.
I, ma'am. Oh, man, I was going to tell her the truth.
She is funny as hell, dude.
That's what they told me. That's what happened.
Phone company, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, this is the phone company. How may I help you?
Yes, someone has called here. This is the second time. Saying stupid things. And I was told to dial star and to have the call traced.
Okay, just one moment. I'm going to go ahead and trace that now. Can you hold, please?
Yes, I will.
Okay, here we go. Okay, that's coming back negative, ma'am. Did you insert the carrot all the way up into the anus and then extract it?
Go to hell.
I love you, lady. I love
you. You are one son of a bitch.
Excuse me, identify yourselves. I'm tapping into the line.
Go to hell.
Excuse me, this is Bubba Johnson. I'm the operator from what's going on this line right here.
And I love my trace, too. My trace. So believable. Someone. Oh, man. And even after that, there's more pranks. Like, we actually called her again, and it was like Ted over there. I don't know if you're still around, but Ted was like calling his Bubba Johnson, tracing the call and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Had a whole conversation, filling out the information, all unprofessional. It was really funny. Yes, all of those calls are on the... You Suck is asking me... yeah, I believe those should be on the... I think they're in the forums. I think the stool sample calls are in the forums. They're not on the main site. You have to go into the forums in the vault. And you can listen to them there and download them if you wish. They are also available on the CD, which you can purchase or you can download for free. MP3 CD, or you can buy it as well. Click on the CD link on the main website, madhouselive.com, and you can download it for free. I don't charge you to download the CD, or if you want an autographed copy, actual copy, it's right here. See, here's an example. I'll send it to you. It's like, what, $4 or $5 or something like that? I don't know. Whatever.
Oh.
I just ask you donate $1 or something if you can. If not, whatever. I don't care. Just enjoy it. That's all I care about. G-Wiz says he has a very drunk the dad on the phone with him. I would love to hear that. G-Wiz, try to call back. You were calling before correctly. I had the ringer off. I didn't know. So, G-Wiz, hurry up and give a call back. I have one prank call left here.
A very drunk the dad. That's crazy.
Bob. That's something. Just to give you guys a clue, our true fans, our longtime fans, the prank, international prank call of the year is actually also... the best prank of the year as well, of the season. So it's a winner for both. We're going to be playing that in a moment here. I'm going to give it a second, see if G-Wiz calls in. If not, I'm just going to play. I'm going to end the show. G-Wiz, I don't have Skype installed or anything. I don't have that set up. You got to call in, man. I can't do Skype calls, my friend. I'm not set up for it at this time. It screws up my audio settings. I never had any luck with Skype when I'm live. I can do it off air, you know, but that's not going to help out the situation. Anyway, G-Wiz will try to call in, hopefully, with the dad on the line. Or the dad can call in. The dad knows the number. 888-278-8509.
Yeah, he should call in. Talk about his gun obsession he's been having here lately.
Man, I heard about that.
It's all been about guns.
He's messaging me. He's going to buy guns and this and that. I don't know. I gotta buy a new gun. I gotta upgrade. That's the phone.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air. Madhouse Radio, you're on the air. Madhouse Radio, I command you to speak. Okay. That was a waste of time. Don't you feel embarrassed?
Why call and not say anything? I'm gonna block your number, homeboy. Anyway, so here it is. The number one prank call of the year. Also the number one international call all in one. They're not going to be separate. This is a good prank call we did around, August of last year. And this is the Manchester pub call. This is it, man. The best prank call that we did in the last year. Hopefully it's worth it. Enjoy.
One.
Hello?
What's that funny noise? Bloop, 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 bloop. Hello?
How am I supposed to know? Who are you?
The super from the building. How are you?
The super from what building?
Your building. The pub?
Yeah? The pub?
Yeah, I just bought the pub. I won it in a bet. I'm the American who owns your company now.
Well, we're not a company.
Well, no, the pub. I own the pub now.
Oh, what's your name?
I'm Jack Valenti. I just wanted to call and introduce myself, see how you're doing, let you know how I'm going to be running things.
But why would you be phoning us at this time of the morning?
Well, it's not morning. It's evening over here in America still.
No, I'm sorry, but it's morning.
Well, it's an international transaction. Don't speak over me. I'll fire you. You understand?
Too late. I've already been fired, love, so you can't fire
me. You know what?
I don't know who the hell you
think.
That's
it. Get out.
Well, you don't have to.
You're fired. You're fired. And don't try to take any of the beer, because I know you. I'm on to you. I'm on to you.
Really?
I'm on to you. You're full of shit. You're fired. How much is your last paycheck supposed to be? You tell me I'm going to take away 10% for your attitude.
Why don't you go piss off? Because I don't know who you are.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're an asshole.
I'm your owner now. I own you. I bought you.
I don't care who the hell you are.
I have your contract.
Tell you what, if you're the owner, you come down here now.
I can't
come
now.
Come down here now to the pub.
I'm in America, remember? You don't listen very much. You must be drinking on the job.
Really? Is that correct?
Are you drunk? You see, that's why I'm firing you.
Really? If you think so, sweetheart. If you really think so.
You're very saucy.
I'm a really.
Yeah, you're
glad.
A lot of attitude. That's why I got so many complaints about you. I'm firing you.
Really? Did you? And
yes.
Did you get these complaints off?
Mr. Johnson, Mr. Walker.
Who the hell is he?
He comes in there all the time and said that the other day you threw a bottle of beer at him. And it hit
really
him
did. Oh, do you know what?
On
you're an absolute star. Are you sure you're not off the TV? You're not on the stage because you're a right joker.
I have no idea what you're saying, sweetheart. All I know is you need
No, well, I haven't got a clue what you're saying. Don't know who you are.
Do you not speak English?
You're just an absolute... You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. You're homeless and you're jobless. You're
really?
Yes.
Oh, so be it.
Okay, then get out of
so
my...
So be it.
Get out of my pub.
Oh, when would you like me to go?
10 minutes ago.
Oh, really?
Get out now.
Well, I'll tell you what, well, you come here and you get me out.
I can't be there now. I told you I'm in another country.
Well, then you're full of shit then, aren't you?
How much have you had to drink today on the job? I'm going to take it out of your last paycheck. Tell me.
Are you really?
That's right.
You don't even know who I am.
Yes, you're the woman who's...
You know what my name is?
Yes.
What am I called?
Majuli.
You got that one wrong then, didn't you?
No, I know. I have all this
documentation. No, you haven't got a clue what's the name of this pub.
I have your social security number. It's the Bull's Head, but
you
it's...
You haven't got... Have you really? I doubt it.
But I bought it. I'm changing the name.
Number.
I'm changing the name.
You make a living out of doing this.
I'm changing...
You actually phoned here before.
Oh, really?
You phoned here...
How do you know?
You phoned here at 5 o'clock in the morning about 3 weeks ago.
How do you know? I don't
How
know.
Do I know?
Yeah.
Because I bloody well live here, and you disturbed us, and you woke us up.
So you were all just happen to be sleeping on the job now, huh? Sleeping on the job.
At 5 o'clock in the morning.
Sleeping on the job.
You tosser. Do you make a living out of doing this to people? Do you absolutely? Do you love doing it? Do you think that you are some great person?
I'm very good.
You're not.
I'm the great Jack Valenti from America.
You are nobody. You're an arsehole.
What's a tosser? What's that?
Oh, do you not know? It's called a wanker off.
A wanker off?
A wanker. Do you not know what a wanker is? Well, being American, you're probably a bit thick.
A thick?
Don't look it up in a dictionary.
I weigh about 380 pounds. What's that in kilograms?
Hey, are you really? You know, you think you're so fucking clever, don't you?
I'm very...
You really think you're so clever.
Are you awake now?
Well, I would love to know. Am I awake? Am I awake? It's 10 to 4 in the fucking morning.
It's actually 10 to 11 p.m.
Is it really? Well, it might be 10 to 11 where you are.
In America?
Well, here in the UK, sweetheart, it's 10 to 4.
Well, here, where we kicked your ass in the American Revolution.
You were such a good businessman,
and
didn't you already know this?
We live in the greatest country in the world.
You would know what time it was.
You wish.
But you obviously don't know, do you? Because you are one fucking twat. Hang on, I've got somebody who'd like to speak to you. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Go have a good chat with your wanker at the end of the
Hello?
What's her problem?
He
Cordell Perez and died.
Oi, oi, listen to me.
Oi. Tell her to shut up.
Do you?
What radio station he's from?
Ask him what?
What radio station he's from?
Did you hear that? Oh, it probably is.
It's one of them, isn't it?
Would you tell that woman to shut her goddamn mouth up?
Hold! Listen to me, you fucking yank, right up my fucking mum prick face.
And that was it, the number one prank call of the year. Manchester Pub. On the line now, we have G Wiz. What's up, G Wiz?
Dude, that fucking call's the best, man.
Yeah.
I hope you saved that number.
Oh, yeah, we got that. The Bullshead, yeah, they never answer the Bullshead Pub, those bastards.
Oh, man, because she was fucking gold, man. That was great.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So what's up with the dad? He was talking to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had him on the phone for a while there, but I thought you had Skype, so I had him on the phone here, and I was hoping that I could get you through Skype, that we could three-way. I don't know how we could three-way through here, because he's all fucked up, and he wants to get on, man. Mm. He's all into doing some pranks, so...
Give me a second. I'll call him, actually. I have him here somewhere.
All right, cool.
He's
708.
Yeah.
So what's up, Syndicate? How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Syndicators, man. Yeah, we've been...
Yeah, baby.
We're about to wrap it up, but we can do some more prank calls, man.
Yo, today.
Can't do it. Let's do it.
And let me get the dead on the line first before we do that, all right?
Okay.
Hang on, everybody, listen to this. I'm looking for that, Milkman, you say that Deenda call. I can't find it. Deenda, how do you spell that? D-N-D-A.
What?
I don't know. D-N-D-A. I don't know how you spell it.
I'm talking to myself here. D-N-D-A. I don't think I have it on this computer. That sucks if I don't.
D-N-D-A.
D-N-D-A my dick.
It was an old English lady.
D-N-D-A my dick, baby.
And she thought you was like a son or something.
I'll have to look for that, Milkman. I don't think I can find it. I have no idea where I have it saved. D...
Oh, God, that'd be a great honorable mention.
D-A? Diane? No, I didn't spell it like that. I don't know. Alright, hang on. Let's get the dead on the line. Hopefully it picks up. Hello? Anybody there?
Hello? Yes, hello.
Hey, Wiz. Well, I tried to call the dead.
Do you need his number, dude?
Yeah, I got it here. It's like 708 something something something, right?
I don't know, man. I'd have to look at my fucking phone. I'm on the cell phone now. I'm not on the fucking deal.
Let me try them again.
The beep, you know what to do.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished recording, press pound. To cancel, press star.
I got his voicemail. Did you hear that? Hey, baby, you know what to do.
You know, I actually have him calling. He's calling my other line. Hold on.
All right. That's
hold on.
Yeah, baby, you know what to do.
Yes? Hello? The dead?
Steven?
I don't know. He fucking gave up. I don't know. What the fuck?
Let me try him again. Maybe he cleared his line now.
I have tapes and tapes of the dead calling me from like a couple of years ago.
Oh, boy.
I need to digitize them.
You do.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished recording, press pound. To cancel, press star.
You know, Dad, you really need to start picking up the phone when I'm calling you or something. I don't know what to tell you.
He's listening, man. He can hear you.
If we can't get him in the, I don't know any other way to do a conference call. Can we do any other way to do a conference call to get that?
That's really it. He knows what he
knows. I can call him and see if I can patch him into you.
Yeah, try that, Milkman. You try to call him, see if you can get him patched in or something. Milkman and him, we talk.
All right, I'll have to call him and then call your number. But I ain't gonna be able to call your number, am I?
You can't call the number because I have to call your number after that. What will have to happen? Oh, jeez. Yeah. All right,
Try and call my number, and then I'll patch the dead in after you call my number.
All right, let me call you then, Milkman. Hang on, let's do that. Let me play music again. Hang on, Wizard. I'm going nowhere.
Oh, all right, buddy.
All right, let me see if I can find Milkman's number in there. There we go. All right, Milkman, I'm dialing you now.
Please enjoy this call tone while we connect you.
Hello.
All right, Milkers.
All right, cool. There you are. Okay, hold on.
All right, let me connect Wiz. Don't do nothing yet. Are you there, G-Wiz?
Yes, I am, sir.
Are you there, Milkman?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, now go ahead and dial the dead.
Okay, let me call DD. Hold on.
All right, DD. Double D.
The dead.
And we can't do any prank calls with the three of us on the line, but...
Oh, that sucks. Well, at least we can get him on, because he's entertaining enough.
Oh, yeah. He needs pranks when you got the dead.
Yeah, he calls me and just talks my ear off. He calls me at work sometimes, or I just put it on speakerphone and I let everybody that's in the office just listen to him do his thing.
Oh, man, yeah. Tuck's talking. He used to call Tuck, like, all day, every day for, like, a year. Tuck here, he's got, like, tapes and tapes of him talking.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny shit. He's good, man. He's a good dude. I love the dead.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
He's a good kid, she.
Milkman, what's going on with him?
Hey, Dieters.
What?
Dieters, what's going on, man?
Nothing. Everybody hates me.
Oh, we love you, man. We actually love you so much, we wanted you to be on the show tonight, man. Yeah, we got about, like, 5 people for you. Say hello, man. Say hello to everybody on the madhouse.
Yeah, right.
Hey, the dead, man. You're on the air. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Carlito, you know what?
What?
I can't hold onto your secrets anymore.
No, don't.
And I need to get this off my chest.
You don't have to say anything about that. That's our secret. You
We know that you
were having an affair
with Andy.
No.
And I hope you broke it off, you know.
Oh, dead. Hey, dude, it's me, it's fucking G-Wiz, man. What's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
It's fucking G-Wiz, man. Carlito had an affair with Andy, and I don't think it's really right.
Who's Andy?
Andy. Who is Andy?
You know, he went back to Chicago.
I don't know who you're talking about. I never heard of the guy.
You know, the... Dude, now you're going to deny it, man.
Has there ever been an Andy G-Wiz that you know on this show, ever? I don't know.
I never know of an Andy.
On your show, man.
There's no record of this. Milkman, do you know an Andy?
No, I don't know Andy or Nandy or whatever the hell he said.
Nothing like that.
Now you're going to fucking deny it.
There's nothing to deny. Andy who? Exactly.
The guy from Chicago, man.
What's his last name?
He used to run that lame-ass chat room over there. That's what he used to talk about.
Madman?
That guy run that lame-ass chat room.
I never did anything.
No, the guy that was in Orlando, Florida for a couple years, man.
I don't know.
Andy from Orlando, Florida.
Andy from Orlando. Okay, so what did I do with him?
Yeah, you had sexual intercourse with him behind your fiance's back.
That's not true.
Yeah, that's true.
Then what are you drinking tonight? Vodka?
Rum.
Rum? I thought you were a vodka drinker.
Yeah. No, rummy.
Rummy?
No. He drinks anything he can get his hands on. He sucks table legs and shit.
Dude, shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck up. I've seen you on cam.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. You drink fucking, what's that shit called? Fucking triple. You were drinking a bottle of triple sec the one night.
Yeah, man, dude, this video, they did, like, drinking, like, vodka straight out of the bottle and stuff like that.
He fucking drinks triple sec.
Oof. You don't drink that straight. You gotta mix that with something, the dead. What's wrong with you? He does. You remember, Milkman, we kept saying that the dad was drinking Cosmopolitans, and he got all mad at us. He's like, I don't drink Cosmopolitans. he got so mad.
I was joking with him. He got bummed out.
Yeah. The dad, we love you, man. We're not making fun of you. We love messing with you, bro. How's school going, the dad? The dad? I think he hung up.
He hung up, man, because he was telling me today he was doing really good in school. I was proud of him. I said, hey, man, I'll fucking pat you on the back with a sledgehammer next time I see you.
The sledgehammer just hit
me. You know what, dude? He, he actually is doing circuit analysis in electronic engineering, which is cool because that's what I used to do when I was in college.
He has a good mind
in that. And I was like helping solve some of the formulas. He's actually pretty smart. I was like, wow. He actually knows a little bit of circuit analysis with DC and AC.
Who knew? I have no idea what that is, but it sounds expensive.
Yeah. He's all good and smart and shit. He talks like a fucking retard. Get him back on the phone.
Yeah, Milkman, get him back on the phone.
We call him back. We lost him.
Call him back.
It's all a ruse. It's all a bit.
I'm burning plastic over here.
Eaters.
Oh, shit. Whoa. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. I think he's
gone. No! Oh, shit, that burnt.
See, flames.
What are you smoking over there, buddy?
I'm like burning like the little, you know, little package thing that you know where you put your six pack in, a little plastic little holder thing.
What do you smoke out of that pipe, though?
What pipe? The tobacco pipe?
Yeah,
just tobacco. I quit. I don't know.
Okay, are you talking about pipe tobacco or cigarette tobacco?
No, pipe tobacco. I buy some. What do I got here? I'll tell you. I got some Gentleman's Choice Cavendish.
Circuit analysis, and you're doing DC and AC circuitry and electronic engineering guy.
No, I'm doing electrical shit. I'm doing, like, parallel and serial circuits and a combination of...
What's the formula for resistance in a parallel circuit?
I have no fucking clue. I'm trying to figure it out so I could pass the test.
Ohm's law. What's Ohm's law?
Ohm's law is the volts equals current divided by resistance. Trash.
E equals IR. That's good.
Yeah, whatever.
He has a bunch
of torques. Okay, what about power?
Power equals... something divided by resistance.
Easy as pi. Power equals P equals I times E.
Yeah,
very good.
Whatever.
You know, Dad, it might help you out to learn this stuff if you're not getting drunk on a school night.
Hold on a second. I want to ask you another question. Hey, dude, it's G Wiz, man. Can I ask you a question?
What do you want, man?
Do you love me?
Yeah, I want you to suck my dick, baby.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, dude, do you love me?
Yeah, I love you, baby. I want you on all fours.
What are you gonna do to me when I'm on all fours?
I would fucking annually rape you.
Dad, what's going on? Are you using the incense in your ass anymore, Dad?
Yeah, I should do that. I put the incense in my ass, but I can't afford the incense right now.
You can't afford the incense, but you can afford the anal lube.
Jeez.
I can't afford it because of the high gas prices. So if you want, you could pay for me.
Oh, come on. You can get the incense at the kiosk at the mall, like 20 for a dollar, bro.
Go to the dollar store, man.
Yeah, go to the dollar store.
Gas is fucking expensive as hell. I spent $40 on a tank last week, and I'm out of it.
Well, there's some bad noise here on the line.
Yeah, I spent $20 on gas today, and just for what it took me to get to the airport to pick Athena up and go to work and stuff like that, it's already like an
quarter. Are you on here?
Sad, man.
Gas prices are crazy right now.
Country's screwed up, my friend.
Well, you know you can do this. You know you can do, buddy. Dude, all you gotta do is let your fingernails grow long, right? And just you know, don't take a shower for a couple of days, and just scrape like in your taint and underneath your balls, and you get that residue, and you can stick it on a piece of like a matchstick and burn that. That's just as good as any kind of incense you're gonna get.
Oh, Christ.
Leaders, do some calls, man.
That fucking illegal wiretapping is legalized now. You know that?
Yeah.
Well, it's been like that since 2002. It's not like now. It's been like that for the last 6 years, man.
No, but now it's Lico Lico.
Not for long.
Lico Lico.
Like really
yeah,
Lico.
Lico Lico.
Uh-huh.
It's not Lico anymore. It's Lico Lico now.
Well, I better watch out because I'm doing all the prank calls. They're going to get me, man.
He wants to do some calls, man.
And fucking throw you and pound my ass to prison, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. All right, I'm going to wrap it up.
How can you be fucking Andy all night? And
do some calls, man.
I have no idea who Andy is.
I might
is.
Do some calls with Lego or something.
Oh, with Lego. Lego. My boyfriend, Lego. Forget Carlito. Fuck Carlito. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What's Lego done for you? What's Lego done? What's
Let's
Lego
do a UK call,
call UK.
Man. Let's do a
gangbang UK
call.
I would love to. I would love to, Milkman, but all my lines are tied
UK.
Up. I can't do that.
Okay, UK.
It's late. I'm going to sleep. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. The show's over, man.
Why?
A lot of time. G-Wiz is going to come on. He's going to do some prank calls, aren't you, G-Wiz? I think I burned a hole through my desk. I burn a hole through my desk with the burning plastic. I'm a genius. I'm going to keep burning it, though. I love burning stuff, burning plastic, burning paper.
No kung fu on the keyboard, though.
Fucking pyro.
No more of that. Yeah, I know, the dad. That's how it starts. Next thing you know, I'm a serial killer. I'm killing cats. Hey, the dad. Oh,
you'll be peeing the bed.
I did want to mention, the dad, you're the best TV series in the history of modern TV. You know the one I'm talking about, right?
What fucking TV series?
The Shield, man. We're both the Shield fans, bro. It's coming back in September.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
the ending's coming up in September.
September 2nd, man. You got to watch out. Me and the dad, we used to watch the episode of The Shield, and then we'd like chat and talk about how it went.
Yeah.
I love that show. I don't know if anybody out there who's listening watches that show, but if you don't watch the show, The Shield, the last season is going to start in September. You know, rent the DVDs, buy them, or get them on Netflix, whatever you can do. I highly recommend this. Probably the best show. Some of the best TV that's been out. It's on FX. Be sure to check that out. All right, G-Wiz, Milkman, and the Dead. I'm going to hang up the phone now.
Good night, sir.
I've been watching 6 Feet Under right now.
You've been watching it? 6 Feet Under?
Yeah, 6 Feet Under.
Yeah?
6 Feet Under is one of the best ones that was on TV, too.
It was on HBO, right?
It was Showtime. HBO.
Yeah, HBO, yeah. Yeah, cool, man. All right.
The fucking show is cool as hell.
Yeah, the last episode of Weeds is pretty good, too. I recommend that show also. The first few episodes of the season suck. Yeah, but that last, this week's episode was really good. Kevin Nealon's the man. All right, guys, let's hang up the phone. Thank you for calling in, all the three of you.
Okay, see ya, bye.
Bye, the dad, bye, Wiz. Milkman, go back to the computer.
All right, man.
All right, see you, Wizard.
All right, everybody, we're done. God, it's late. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm done. And, Milkman, I can't find the Deenda call. I'm sorry, my friend. Couldn't find it.
What is that noise? Is that Ted's mic open, or what's going on there? I'm hearing like a rumble.
Oh, that's Ted's got his...
Your faint.
That's Ted over there for some reason. He's got, like, some stuff going on in the background.
Hello.
Yeah, it's loud, man.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What's up, Blue Iris?
How are you?
How you doing?
Congratulations on 3 years, motherfucker.
Thanks, motherfucker. Who's this?
Cyan. Cheerio.
Cyan Pranks. What's up, bro? Kyan? Hello, Kyan.
Hi.
Kyan! Well, that was Kyan saying, what's up, motherfucker, and then he hung up. Kyan, go on once.
Hi.
Go on twice. Oh,
he's still in the chat, he lost the signal. Shit, Kyan. Damn it, man.
Hi.
Oh, yeah.
That reminds me, Kyan did send in a Blue Iris prank call machine thing that he did. Where was it at? Hang on, let's see where that went. I think I lost it. Oh, crap. It was here somewhere just a second ago. I had it. I guess I lost it. My bad. All right. Sorry, Kyan. You got to call in next week or something like that, my friend. Oh, here we go. Here it is. He did some Blue Iris prank calls, I believe. Let me see if I can open it up. There we go.
Best stop.
Hello?
And this will be the end of it for the night. We're done after this.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
This is Best Stop.
How are you?
Is this?
Blue Iris.
Blue Iris?
Blue Iris.
Oh, is that you?
Yes.
What can I help you with?
I'm wearing a Nico J.
Dude, who is this, seriously?
Yeah.
Who is it? Is this a prank call or something?
I want to tickle your prostate. I wanted to lick your ass pie.
The best of the best stops.
I want you to fuck me. I need to be fucked hard.
Yeah? You guys want to come over here then?
I'm getting really hot. This is great.
Yeah.
I'm soaked through my Depends.
I'm so sexy.
I'm so fucking wet.
Are you? Well, come over here and I'll handle it.
I have four fingers up my wet tight.
Yeah? Oh, God. Oh, my dick's so hot right now. Fuck, buddy. How can I help you?
Are you stroking your cock?
I don't know. Are you?
Am I making you hot?
No, it's Espanol.
I think I'm going to come. Oh.
Hey, good call. Oh, yeah. I'll have the fucking cup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think you hung up.
All right, that was from Cayenne Pranks. He sent that to me earlier tonight. Nothing like a blue... Milkman, you sound really far away.
Hold on.
Turn on your mic.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm here, man.
Okay, good, good. We got some voicemail here on the show. Let's see who called in during the show.
Fuck you,
okay,
Carlito.
Cool.
I need to... Fuck you, Carlito. I need to tell you, I need to, talk to you because I can't keep your secrets any longer. You know, you've been doing bad stuff behind your fiancé's back.
Fiancé?
So if you could call me back, I would appreciate it. You probably have my number.
Who's Fiancé?
The milkman has it.
Never heard of her.
See ya.
I don't have a fiancé. Here's another one.
Oh. Fucking hell.
Fucking hell. The dead drunk leaving me voicemails. That was fun. Okay, well, we had a fun night tonight.
Isolate those, save those, and put those in the top of your neck.
Hell, yeah.
Resident Mockery, give us an hour for magic.
Just wanted to give everybody a good what's up. Everyone who listened tonight, it was a great three-year anniversary show. We had fun. I want to give a big thanks to everyone who joined in. Of course, Milkman, as always, thanks for another year, man. Would couldn't do it without you, my friend, my brother. Love you like a brother, man.
See, this is the greatest, man.
Yes, sir.
My brother, Ethel. It's been the greatest of times, man. I got to thank you, man, for being a real trooper, dude, and rolling with the punches, man. We've had a hell of a time here. And
color,
I hope everybody's enjoyed all the insanity that makes up the Madhouse the number one most interactive radio show on the
Shrine Go Honesty.
Ted's over there talking. Ted, I want to thank you. Also, you were really involved in the third year of the show this year as well, and you got really bad background noise. What's going on?
That's not me, is it?
Yeah, I had to have you mute for the last 5 or 6 minutes. We still
receive days,
You got a fan in the background. But thank you, man. You know, we miss PCU. But if you ever do another venture again, you know.
I
hear you. But if
we miss Ted, too.
Yeah, we miss you, Ted. And if you ever do decide to, start a new prank call station, let us know, man. We'll be more than happy to let people know to listen into it during the day and anytime, all right, man? You're always welcome here, my friend. You're a good friend of ours, and I appreciate everything you've done for us in the past.
Amazing.
Well, one thing that's happened since I stopped PCU is no more DDoSing.
Oh, you got that to look forward to. But I do want to thank you also. You know, this TeamSpeak server we're using right now, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to have Talk and Milkman and everyone else that joins us, you know, exactly. during the show. So, you know, definitely, man, you are a tremendous asset, and I want to thank you for everything you've done for us. And don't think that you're not appreciated.
Well, congratulations on your 3 years.
Yeah, here's to another three more, hopefully, God willing. I want to thank Tuck, of course. Tuck, you've come through a lot, you know, with the album, the artwork, and a lot of stuff on the website.
Yes, sir.
You've helped out with the forums and all that. I want to thank you, man.
To do more in some capacity somehow.
Yeah.
Regardless of what I do, everyone can always go to TuckerMicah.com.
Yes, sir.
And check out anything that I'm doing at any given time. I need to update it pretty soon with all the new stuff that's going on, so I'll be doing that here hopefully by the end of this summer.
Right. Yeah. Cool. And, of course, a good thanks to Lonesome Loser. You know, he's a silent member of the show. Well, we definitely couldn't do without him. Also, want to thank, you know, he confirmed so many numbers for us so professionally.
One of the most vocal members.
Yeah, one of the least vocal members. He's been, you know.
All the numbers.
Since the first, you know, he was the first person to chat with me, you know, on the first episode. The first message I got on the IRC was him sending in, phone cards and numbers. So awesome, man. You're one of the originals. Of course, Nunu also. Big thanks to Nunu. He sends in numbers off the Wazoo as well. Couldn't do it without
awesome
him. I want to thank Kokanee for sending in news articles. We didn't get to those news articles tonight, but I promise to get to those later on. But yeah, Kokanee and people like him, people like Baz. You know, he is legend. You know, sending us some artwork. Even we got a lot of listeners here. That are silent, you know, but they contribute. Even just listening, man, we appreciate it. I know I'm forgetting 1,000 people. Yeah, thanks. And Baz, you're a cool guy, man. Brandon Vegas.
I just wanted to thank you for. I just wanted to thank you for 3 years of laughs, and I appreciate it, man. I look forward to it every week.
Awesome, thanks, bro. I appreciate that. Who else we got to thank here? I should have had this ready. I usually write all these things down every year for this time. Of course, Syndicate Radio, I want to thank Dino for putting us on here. I want to thank Zolar for introducing us to those people. He's been with us since the first, you know. Dino, of course, I had no problem, you know, making the, you know, helping out the website, and thank you for having us on here. Great family over there, Syndicate. Everyone in Syndicate. I don't want to leave anybody out. And most importantly, I mean, I know, you know, if you've contributed a lot to the show and I'm forgetting, it's just because it's really late and I'm tired. But you are appreciated. But I definitely want to thank, most importantly, more than anything else, is all the listeners we have here. All the people who make time once a week and even during their off time to go to the website to watch and listen to the show. This is why we do it. We do it for you. And we all have fun. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
You know, so that's it. I think we're out of here for the night. We've had a great show. I want to thank everybody for celebrating with us.
Thank Tina for me. Thank her for putting up with all my bullshit and taking care of my hermano in the times that I can't be there, man. Thank you, Athena.
Yeah.
I know you're out there listening, and best wishes to you as well.
Right on. Oh, yeah, I should thank Reclude also. Reclude's a big part of the show, and when he's able to call in, he contributes a lot. He's run the show for us. On nights that I don't want to do the show, Reclude will call in, and he'll carry the ship. And he'll steer it. Oh, Jin Stewart also has joined in quite a bit. He was going to try to make it tonight. Right. He could not. And I almost forgot Hollywood Vanya also, man. He's done a great, tremendous job editing prank calls for us. And a great, very good prank caller, very good voices and everything. I definitely want to give him a thanks. And a big what's up to Dr. Lego also for being so supportive and helpful.
Lego, motherfucking Lego.
That's right. I think that's about it. We got
my
everybody.
Zolar, too, buddy. Good old Zolar, man. Yeah. He's been in there a long time. And definitely, he's made it all worthwhile. Definitely kept it fun.
Turd Burglar.
For some of the greatest numbers, also. She sent us Charlie Patton. She sent us the incredible Free Man's Field and more. And Turd Burglar.
Wherever you are, man, Turd Burglar, man, we missed you. Hopefully, he's in Iraq still. I think he's going to be finishing his tour any day now. So hopefully, he's okay. He listens to the podcast. So when you hear this, Turd Burglar, you're the man. And Gangrene also has helped us out with a lot of promotion, you know, promotional audio and stuff like that. He's not around as he used to be as much.
Keep your head.
Yeah, and the Warrior. But yeah, definitely Turd Burglar, man. Funny guy. Funny pranker and out there sacrificing himself for this country. Despite what we all think about the status of this war and the reasons we're there right now and how bad it may be, it takes a real man to actually, you know, go over there and sacrifice his time and his safety. in defense of this country, in defense of democracy, and just defense. So we're out of here, folks. Thank you very much for listening. We will catch you here next week, Thursday nights, as always. Be sure to stay tuned to Syndicate Radio. And, of course, be sure to listen.
Hey, is there a Saturday show?
The Saturday show is on hiatus because it's hard for me to do a Saturday show. I don't know. I think I got to pick a different night.
I'm available.
Open. You're available? What's Saturday? I have a dinner going on this Saturday, like early, like an early 6 o'clock right. thing. Out of town. I don't think I can, but
no, man.
The week after, a week from this Saturday, we'll do another Saturday show. We'll do an afternoon show. So I'll keep you posted. We'll talk about it next week. Deal? Works?
All right, excellent.
All right, cool. Excellent. All right, cool, folks. We'll catch you next week. Thanks for listening. Here's to another 3 years.
That's right. Two kisses, five nightmares, and the music.
Your pencils ready.
I got a question.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.